afternoon. Welcome to Hastings College Osborne Family Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Sitting with Coach Jeff Dittman of the Hastings College women's basketball team. Looking forward to today's basketball matchup between the Briarcliff Chargers and the Hastings College Broncos. And Coach, coming off a good win Wednesday night against Doan, get a little revenge against the Tigers. And I got to like the way your team came out Wednesday night after kind of stumbling a little bit last Sunday up at Dakota Wesleyan, don't you?
Well, we did. And right now our problems have really been on the offensive end primarily. Another night of holding a team to 50 points, but we had held Concordia to 57 and we'd held Dakota Wesleyan to 50 and had two losses there. So we needed to get something going a little bit offensively, and it took us a little while. We were down at halftime by 4, I believe it was, but then had a run in the second half of 25-4 and was able to take control of the game then.
It was another physical ball game, much like the Concordia game the week before that, and the girls came out and responded much better to the style this time around. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I we had a timeout there when there was two away from the ball fouls called against Doan, and reminded our players that they had watched the same film, and we had backed away from Concordia in their physicalness, and Doan was trying to replicate it, and so I think we did a much better job of handling it. I think we kept our composure better, but I also think we stayed physical with them as well.
It's a pivotal stretch in the schedule, as it seems almost every week is here in the season in the GPAC. But you got Doan today, you got Briarcliff, a team, the number one scoring team in the conference, number one in field goal percentage. How do you try to slow this team down?
Well, again, you have to remember that everything with them starts with their press. And the reason they're the number one field goal percentage is that they'd get a lot of steals. I'm sure they're first in the conference in steals, if not second. I do five in the country in that. And so that generates fast break opportunities where they're finishing with layups. So, A, we have to attack. And one of the things with Briarcliff's press is you have to throw over the top on it. They're going to always have a person in between you and the basketball. And so we have to put ourselves in position to where we can throw the deep ball and run get it with our athletes. And take advantage of that particular defensive style. Then the second thing is that you have to make sure that you get into 5-on-5 with them, because when they get in transition, that 3-on-1, 3-on-2, they'll pull up and shoot the 3, and they're very good shooters with open looks. In the first ball game where they did so much damage to us, the majority of those points came in transition turnovers, and like I said, then they were hitting threes and everything else. In the second half, where we were able to control the tempo a little bit better, we actually outscored them. So our press attack is going to be a huge part of our success or failure today.
Yeah, they do. They force about 27 turnovers a game. I think in the last meeting there, a 93-74 victory for Briarcliff at their place earlier this season. You guys turned it over about 25 times, but you guys have handled the press well against some of the better pressing teams in the conference, like Morningside when you went up there and beat the Mustangs. And then at times, too, you've struggled. Some inconsistencies, or are they just different types of presses?
You have two different types of presses. With Morningside, you've got more of a zone press, and I think the zone press we've been pretty good at handling overall. With the presses from both Concordia and Briarcliff, and those are the two that really stick in my mind, that we did a poor job of attacking and reading properly. Those are both man presses. Like I said, full denial, keep you from catching the ball, and really force you to throw over the top. And then they just feel that you'll make enough mistakes, or they have better athletes than you do, and they can beat you with that type of attack. So it will be very interesting. We'll either be shooting layups or we'll be turning it over today, because we are going to throw over the top of that defense.
Is this? I know you guys have really worked very hard this season on defense and prided yourself, kind of hung your hat on it a little bit this season. Can this team be held to 50 points?
Well, again, it comes back to where are we going to turn the ball over? I have no doubt we're probably going to turn the ball over 20 times today. The key is what are those turnovers? And you've watched this last year when we beat Briarcliff here at home. The mistakes we made allowed us to get back and play 5-on-5 defense. So they never got out into the open court on us. They never got any runs. They didn't get that 6-8 quick points that really fire them up and motivate them to get even more aggressive. So that's going to be the key today. The mistakes we make have to be mistakes where we can turn around and play 5-on-5, and then I'll feel very comfortable that we can do a good job of containing their players.
They are the number two team in the nation, and talking to you in the preseason, I know you felt that this was probably the most athletic team in the conference and probably the preseason favorite, even though they weren't, according to the preseason coaches poll, and they're certainly playing like that, aren't they?
Well, they do. They they bring about nine players at you that could start on the majority of teams in the GPAC. They bring a very high-pressure style of ball, and they've developed their depth to where they can play that way for 40 minutes. So Mike's done a tremendous job of both recruiting and coaching this team, and I really feel that they're a challenge. Right now they're tied with Concordia for the conference championship, but Concordia does have to go to their place yet. So in that type of sense, they're a little bit in the driver's seat, but with eight games left in the conference and having four teams in the top 10 in the conference and five teams in the top 19, there's still a lot of challenging games left.
Once you do, or once, you know, they are able to get into their offense, they pose other challenges as well. Kylie Dilla, one of the conference's best three-pointers, and then they also got Megan Salcido down in the post and her going head-to-head with Alicia Statler. I mean, Salcido's probably one of the few true post players maybe that can really body up to Alicia and play, you know, possession for possession with her. Although Statler is coming off a big game. She was 12-13 from the floor the other night against Doan and finished with 26 points. So what do you guys have to do offensively against Briarcliff, and then conversely, how do you try to slow them down once they do get into an offensive set?
Well, in the post matchup, it gets kind of interesting because Salcido's only 5'9", and so there you have a very physical but quick post versus Alicia, who's a very strong physical post with a height advantage on her of at least 3 inches. We're going to match up Alicia with her today, and we're not going to provide any help. We're going to just make, hopefully, Megan have to shoot over the top of a 6-1 hand all day and then keep her to zero offensive rebounds. Make sure that after that shot goes up, if she misses it, that Alicia gets that matchup. The matchup with Dilla goes to Brittany Wong, and Brittany's done a tremendous job. She held Cheryl Braithwaite, who averages about 16 points a game, for Doan. She held her to 4 points the other night. She's done some great jobs. And again, that's a matchup we feel that while it's a challenge, we just aren't going to do any helping. And so it will come down hopefully to Briarcliff's third, fourth, and fifth best players having to score 80 points instead of their top two scorers.
And you've been getting some solid contributions. Cammy Bruckman played well the other night. Frankie Peterson came off the bench and did some good things for you. Laurel Zwiener has been playing well for you. You know, Taz has had some up-and-down moments. Kaylee Ragath. So you've been getting some good contributions from some of the other players, and I know you were expecting that with your depth this year.
Well, we are. The thing that's hurt us in the last few ball games again, has been our scoring. And the primary point in the scoring has been we haven't hit the three-point shot. And if you're going to keep defenses off of Alicia so they can't double and triple team her, you have to hit that 16 to 18 foot shot pretty consistently. In the Doan game, we ended up shooting 54% from the field, but we only took 7 threes that night. And I thought our shot selection was very disciplined. I thought we got into good spots. And on top of Alicia's 26 points, she also had 5 assists. So that'll be a key for tonight again, is that we've got to hit some outside shots, but we've got to be disciplined on the shots that we take until we get out of this little funk that we're in as far as the three-point shot.
Well, and every game here in the GPAC's a tough one. Today could be, kind of a marquee victory if you guys were able to pull this out. What would a win today do for you guys?
Well, the biggest thing is that it keeps us within a couple games of first. It keeps us in a good position in the national rankings as you're looking now 3.5 weeks away from the national tournament. And that's the biggest situation for us right now, is that we've just got to keep building on what we're doing, playing better and better basketball as we get on the stretch. Because, again, you hit it on the head. There's so many great teams in this league and so many big ball games left that even a win today doesn't guarantee anything other than come next Saturday, we're going to go up to Northwestern and we're going to play the number 5 team in the country.
All right. Coach Jeff Dippman, Hastings College Women's Basketball. We'll be right back at Hastings College, Lynn Farrell Arena.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments, plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, physical therapy and sports rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, as we get set for the women's game here this afternoon between Hastings College and Briarcliff. The Broncos come in ranked number 19 in the country. They're recorded 15 wins and 6 losses on the season. They're sitting at 7-5 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings is coming off of a win the other night over Doan by a score of 62-50. That broke a 2-game losing streak for Hastings, and they had dropped games previously to Concordia 59-47 and to Dakota Wesleyan 50-47. Briarcliff coming in here, a record of 18 wins and 3 losses on the season. The Chargers are 9-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They're coming off of a win the other night over Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 96-67. The Chargers have won their last 3 games in a row, as they also beat Midland 78-67, and they got by Morningside 97-84. Their last loss was back there on January the 4th when they lost to Mount Marty 73-67. Their other losses this year have been to Concordia 89-87 in overtime, and they lost their second ball game of the season, a non-conference affair, to Grandview by the score of 67-58. Briarcliff was also playing this week in a non-conference game and an exhibition ball game. They went down to Omaha and beat NCAA Division I opponent Nebraska Omaha by a single point down there. So Briarcliff getting the job done here this season. Again, 18-3 on the season, 9-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, sitting at number 2 in the country. Briarcliff is a team that can put some points on the scoreboard. They average 86 points per ball game on offense. That is number 1 in the conference, and they are very good defensively as well. They give up only 67 points per ball game on defense. These two teams already played one game, and it was not pretty for the Hastings College women's basketball team. We were in Sioux City, and Hastings got beat by Briarcliff by the score of 93-74. Briarcliff jumped out to a 52-26 halftime lead as the Broncos sputtered out of the gates up in Sioux City. First time around, we're never really in the ballgame. They dropped the first contest with Briarcliff 93-74. So the Broncos will be looking to turn things around here. And this is a much important, this is a big ball game for Hastings College as far as the national rankings are concerned, the conference rankings, and for the Broncos' hopes of maybe getting in as a wild card team into the NAIA National Championships coming up in about 3.5 weeks up in Sioux City. So a big ball game here this afternoon for the 19th-ranked Hastings College women's basketball team. We'll come back and check the starting lineups as we continue with Bronco basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Home. It's the people you cherish, the things and places familiar to you. Home is where friendships take shape and memories are made. Home is sometimes where life takes a turn. When the unexpected happens, it's the people around you who matter most. You can rely on the people of Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare to care for you in times of change. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, here for you, close to home.
Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through 4-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, as we get set for the women's ball game here this afternoon. Here are the starting lineups brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed, with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. For the Chargers of Briarcliff, again, 18-3 on the season, 9-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, ranked number 2 in the country here this week. Kelsey Evans will get his start, a 5'9" junior out of Wilmar, Minnesota. Actually, Wilmar, New Mexico for Evans. He's averaging 9 points and 4 rebounds per game. Keela Sheehawk is a 5'8" junior from Avon, South Dakota, averaging 10 points, 3.7 rebounds per game. Kylie Dilla, a 5'6" senior from Cherokee, Iowa, averaging 13 points and 3 rebounds per game. Megan Salcido, a 5'11" senior out of Omaha. Salcido is averaging 9 points and 5.9 rebounds per game. Then Kristen Twait is a 6'2" and senior from Manson, Iowa, averaging 7.8 points, 3.7 rebounds per ball game. For Hastings College today, it'll be Brittany Wong getting a start. Wong averaging 7 points and 1.6 rebounds per game. She's a 5'3" junior from Carmichael, California. Taz Yorg, a 5'5" sophomore out of Sydney, Nebraska, averaging 8 points and 1.7 rebounds per game. Kaylee Raggett, a 5'11" sophomore out of Kimball. Raggett is averaging 4.8 points and 2.5 rebounds per game. Courtney Spahn, a 5'9" senior from Mesquite, Nevada, getting a start today. Spahn is averaging 4.9 points and 2.8 rebounds per game. And Alicia Stadler is 6'1" senior out of St. Labore. Stadler is averaging 15 points and 9 rebounds per ball game. The starting lineups have been brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank. Now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank member, FDIC. Hastings in the homestanding white uniforms here this afternoon. Trimmed and lettered in the crimson. Briarcliff in their blue uniforms today. Trimmed and lettered in the white and gold. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our left. We're set to go. 19th-ranked Hastings, number 2-ranked Briarcliff. Here this afternoon, the ball double-tapped there by Stadler, and Hastings will control the opening tip. Broncos coming to the offensive zone for the first time this afternoon. Wong has got it now to a Taz York. Deep wing on the right side. Bounce pass comes out to Spahn. They get it inside down to Stadler. Stadler double-team, kicks it back out to Wong. Her long-range jumper good. Brittany Wong hits a shot from just inside the three-point ring, and the Broncos are off and rolling. 2-0 is the score. Briarcliff comes back with the ball over there on the wing. On the left side, now they get it to the top of the key. That's Salcedo with the ball. Down the lane, a shot is up in the air. That's Salcedo, or Kristen Twait. Kristen Twait scoring there on the feed from Megan Salcedo. And that's a 2-2 ball game. Now here's where Hastings has got to be careful in the backcourt pressure as Briarcliff forces teams into 27 turnovers, and Hastings has the ball swatted out of bounds here. Courtney Spahn got the ball up the floor here on Hastings, and the ball was tipped out of bounds as they came into the lane. So it's going to be Hastings playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They passed their first test. They brought the ball up without turning the ball over against this tough pressure from Briarcliff. Here's a Raggett from the top of the key. A three-pointer put up there. Rims off, no good. Ball is loose. It's going to be picked up on the baseline there by Doa. As Kylie Doa brings the ball back now for the Chargers, a team that is averaging 86 points per ball game on offense. Over on the wing, that's going to be a Shehawk with the ball. Shehawk comes back outside to Salcedo. She wasn't looking for the pass, and the ball's brought out of there by Courtney Spahn. A turnover there on Briarcliff. Spahn has got it left side of the lane. Feeds inside to Stadler. Turnaround jumper is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball swatted out and is picked up by Salcedo. Megan Salcedo down the near sideline to Shehawk. Shehawk dribbles with the ball back out to Salcedo, top of the key. Left side down to Dilla for three. Shot is up there. Good. Kylie Dilla scoring there for Briarcliff. And now it's a 5-2 ball game. The Chargers have the lead. Hastings again here in backcourt. That's a Stadler dribbling with the ball. You don't have to see your post player dribbling with it. He finally gets rid of it now to a Courtney Spahn. Courtney's still here in backcourt. Finally gets it across the midcourt stripe there to a Stadler. Gets it now to a Brittany Wong. Wong to Taz York. Hastings will set up offensively now. They're trailing in the ball game by a score of 5-2. Here's Courtney Spahn. 9 seconds on the shot clock to Brittany Wong. Out there for three. Shot is up. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound Raggett. Raggett in the lane. Jump pass. Right side of the lane. Is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Kelsey Evans as she runs her back the other way to the goal. She goes. Her shot up there. No good. Rebound. Follow shot. Good. Megan Salcedo scoring there for Briarcliff, and Jeff Dittman wants to call a timeout. Hastings calls the timeout, 17 minutes and 52 seconds to play. In the first half, it's Briarcliff 7, Hastings 2.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, 17:52 to play in the first half. Hastings trailing Briarcliff here in women's play. Now 7-2 is the score. Here's Hastings bringing the ball up. They get it back in their offensive zone with no problems there. Handling the press so far, so good. But they're trailing in the ball game by 5, 7-2. Courtney Spahn works it inside to Raggett. Now to Taz York out here, top of the key. Takes it inside the free throw circle. Bombs it over to Brittany Wong. She goes up for the shot. It's knocked loose, and a traveling violation is called. Brittany Wong is whistled for the traveling violation. First turnover on Hastings. Broncos are averaging 17 turnovers per ball game. Briarcliff averaging 20 offensively, but they're forcing 27 on the other end. 7-2 is the score. Hastings down by 5 points. There's a Sheehawk with the ball now. Free throw line extended left side. Comes out now to Megan Salcedo. Lobs it down low. Grabbing the ball as Twaiter shot is up and in. Kristen Twait scoring. And it's now a 9-2 ball game. Hastings going to have a tough time handling the height inside there. We got Alicia Stadler, but there's a couple of them back here. Now a traveling violation on Hastings. Courtney Spahn in backcourt. Second turnover on Hastings. Salcedo in there for Briarcliff, who can also step away from the basket. Is 5'11". Twait is in there at 6'2". Then he got a 6'1" Krista Stewart that comes off of the bench. So Briarcliff, a big basketball team. They're onto a 9-2 advantage over Hastings early in this contest. They get it into Megan Salcedo out here in three-point territory to Kylie Dillup. Dillup looked to the right side of the lane, working there against the Brittany Wong of Hastings. Now they come back out into three-point territory, hand the ball away to Evans. She drives it down the lane, bounce pass to Megan Salcedo, and her shot is up and in. Salcedo with a short jumper out for the right side of the lane, about a five-footer, and it's 11-2. Hastings trailing in the ball game. Long pass down to four to Taz. Her shot is up there. There's no good, a foul on the play. Got to go on Evans. Kelsey Evans coming over there and hammering Taz York going to play. This is going to be your first. And Taz will go to the free throw line. When we played earlier this year up in Sioux City, the Broncos fell behind early. In fact, Briarcliff could not miss in that ball game. Hastings fell behind 52-26 by halftime. Taz York at the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's good. Taz is a 65% foul shooter in the season. He's hitting 41% from the field this year and 35% from three-point territory. She had a good day. She was one of the very few Broncos to have a good day against Briarcliff the first time around. She scored 18 points in that ball game. Taz will have one more here. Her shot is up and it's good. So she hits a couple of free throws here. But the Broncos are now trailing by 7 points, 11-4. Here's Briarcliff back quickly. Sarah Rees into the ball game for the first time. Has got it now. Rees brings it out into three-point territory to a Maddie Byrne, who's into the ball game as well for Briarcliff. Byrne working with the ball now to Salcedo. Salcedo inside the free throw circle. Bounce pass tipped away from Twait. The scramble is on. Three, four players hit the deck. Jump ball is called. And the arrow is pointing in favor of Briarcliff. So we will stay right here. The Chargers will inbound. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 16-21 to play here in the first half. It's 11-4. Briarcliff with a lead over Hastings College here this afternoon. Sheehawk will inbound the ball as they get it to Salcedo, who hands it away out here in 3 points there to Troy Burn. And now we got a foul called. A foul away from all the action there. It's going to go on Hastings. That's going to be their first personal foul. And it's going to be Briarcliff inbounding the ball off of the far sideline. As they will get it into Maddie Murren. Murren dribbling with the ball now in the high post. That's going to be Salcedo. Salcedo bounce pass left side of the lane. Sarah Reeves driving it down the lane to Salcedo. Her short jumper is up there. It's no good. And now we got a personal foul called here on the rebound. It's going to go on Briarcliff. That's going to go on Kristen Twait. That's going to be her first. Team foul number two on the Chargers. Twait comes out. Into the ball game now will be Summer Gordon. Summer Gordon into the ball game now for Briarcliff. A 5'10" junior out of Sioux City. Hastings on the attack down the right sideline. Taz York has got the ball, goes for the hole. Her shot is up there, no good, but she draws the personal foul. And again, Taz York will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. Foul is going to go on Maddie Murren. That's going to be her first. Team foul number three on the Chargers. So Taz back to the free throw line now for Hastings. The second-ranked Chargers and the 19th-ranked Broncos here this afternoon. Hastings trailing by the score of 11-4. Taz York's free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. She'll have one more. Taz scored 4 points the other night, and the Broncos 62-50 win over Doan. Taz will have one more shot here. She eyes the bucket, lets it fly. Shot is up there. It rims off, and the rebound comes down to Salcedo. Megan Salcedo now to the far sideline as they get it to a Maddie Byrne. Out here to a Megan Salcedo to the wing on the right side. That's going to be Sarah Rees. And Rees throws the ball out of bounds. Trying to take it at the wing over there to Sheehawk, and she was cutting the wrong way. She threw it out of bounds. Second turnover on Briarcliff in the ball game. Checking back in is going to be Kylie Dilla. Dilla's going to come in. Here comes Sheehawk out of the ball game. 11-4 is the score now. Hastings is trailing. Broncos will inbound here in backcourt with 15:50 to play here in the first half. Brittany Wong with the ball now for Hastings. So she'll bring things up. Right-handed dribble. Races the ball into the offensive zone. Now cuts it toward the goal. She goes all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there and in. Brittany Wong scoring there for Hastings. She's got 4 points. 11-6. Now the Broncos down by five. Here's Dillard for three. Shot in and out. No good. Rebound loose. It's picked up there by Gordon. And now we got a foul called. The foul is going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Brittany Wong. That's going to be her first. Out of the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Frankie Peterson. So Frankie comes into the ball game now for Hastings College. And also checking in for Briar Cliff is going to be Kristen Twaite. Twaite will come in for Megan Salcido. 11-6 to the score, 15-30 remaining here in the first half. Briar Cliff will inbound the ball baseline right side underneath their own bucket. They'll get it into Summer Gordon. He tries to get it back here to Dillard. The ball tipped into the backcourt. It's going to be picked up here by Taz. Drives for the bucket. Her shot is going to be up there. No good. Rebound fought for. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Briar Cliff ball. So Hastings got the turnover down here but could not convert on the offensive end. Here comes Yorick out of the ball game now for Hastings. Coming into the ball game for the Broncos is going to be Josie Schomp. 11-6 is the score. Briar Cliff has got the lead here over Hastings College. It's Sarah Rees bringing the ball up now. She stops on the wing, reverses the ball, comes outside now. They work it over there on the left sideline to Maddie Murren. Murren holds onto it against the Josie Schomp. Now to Kristen Twaite, top of the key, dumps it down low, shot up and in. Summer Gordon grabbing the ball there right in front of the hole, and she scores easily. It's now a 13-6 ball game as Briar Cliff is out on top of the Broncos early by 7 points. There's a Josie Schomp with the ball. Schomp gets it out to Stadler, who wings it to the left side. Frankie Peterson, they get it inside to Melissa Thompson, who's into the ball game now. His shot's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down here to Kristen Twaite. Running back the other way. Here's a pass going to be deflected off of the hands of Sarah Rees, and the ball is brought out of there by Frankie Peterson. Fourth turnover on Briar Cliff in the ball game as Wong comes back into the offensive zone. The Josie Schomp two-handed pass comes outside to Stadler. She takes it down the right side of the lane, goes up with a shot, and is blocked out of her hands out of bounds. Took it to the hole there against Kristen Twaite. The ball is blocked out of bounds. Statler comes out now for Hastings College, and coming in is going to be Laurel Zwiener. So Zwiener into the ball game now for the Broncos, a 6'3" and sophomore out of Pleasanton, Nebraska. Re-entering the ball game now for Briar Cliff. For coming in for the first time for the Chargers, going to be Chante Williams. Hastings with the ball. Here's Melissa Thompson drives into the goal, and his shot's going to be blocked again by Twaite out of bounds. So Thompson trying to take the ball in the hole there. It was blocked out of bounds. Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. End of the ball game now for Briar Cliff is going to be, let's see, Megan Salcido is going to check back in there. Going out is going to be Summer Gordon. Briar Cliff will play things in. Laurel Zwiener has got it now. The Josie Schomp down to Thompson. Two-handed pass comes to the near side. They get it to Wong inside to Zwiener. Laurel Zwiener backing up, spins, puts up a shot. It's going to be off of the mark, no good. Battle for the rebound. We got a foul called. We got a foul called here. It's going to go on to Kristen Twaite. That's going to be her second foul. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Chargers. Hastings will play things in underneath their own basket to the right side. Wong gets it to Laurel Zwiener. Out to Josie Schomp, down to Thompson, top of the key. Melissa Thompson over on the wing on the right side. That's Frankie Peterson. Bounce pass goes inside to Zwiener. Zwiener in trouble, has to get rid of it. Zwiener goes up for the shot, puts it up there, no good. Gets her own rebound, foul shot, good. Laurel Zwiener scores. 13-8 is the score now. The Broncos down by 5, but back the other way. There's a shot taken by Salcido, no good. Offensive rebound, foul shot, good, and she's fouling the play. The field goal is good there by Briar Cliff. Alex Grant getting the bucket, and she is fouling the play. Alex Grant is a girl who did not play against us the first time around. Grant into the ball game here early, a 5'8" sophomore out of Lincoln. A personal foul goes on Hastings as Grant will go to the free throw line. Alex Grant puts it up there, and the shot is good. So a 3-point play there for Briar Cliff, and that makes the score now 16-8 in favor of the Chargers. Inbounds pass is swatted back out of bounds. So Hastings College will play things in. 13:39 to play here in the first half. Here's a Frankie Peterson inbound the ball to get it to a Zwiener back here. In backcourt, Lowell Zwiener dribbles once, gets away from traffic, gets it into the hands now of Brittany Wong, who hustles into the offensive zone against this pressure from Briar Cliff. The Josie Schomp, they get it inside. It's going to be tipped away from Zwiener. The ball is recovered here by Briar Cliff. Third turnover on Hastings, back the other way. as Williams, she nearly traveled with the ball. Her pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Brittany Wong, coming back the other way. Drives, shoots, and scores. Brittany Wong scores after the turnover from Briar Cliff. Chargers have turned the ball over five times against the Bronco defense. Here's Evans taking the ball to the hole against Josie Schomp, and a foul is going to be called. Schomp picks up the foul for Hastings. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul, but number two on Hastings. And going to the free throw line is going to be Kelsey Evans for Briar Cliff. Evans, a 5'9" junior from Wilmar, New Mexico, averaging 9 points and four rebounds per ball game for the Chargers. Her shot is up there, and the shot is off of the mark. No good. She'll get one more. Briar Cliff is a team hitting 73% of their free throws so far this year. That is third in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They are the best field goal shooting team in the conference at 47%, and they are number four in three-point shooting at 32%. 16-10 is the score. Hastings within 6 points of the number two-ranked team in the country in Briar Cliff this afternoon. As Kelsey Evans will have one more. The shot is up there. It's good. End of the ball game now will be Keila Shehock. So Shehock comes back in. Evans comes back out. Just about every dead ball. Head coach for Briar Cliff and Mike Power will make a substitution. We got a deep bench here. 17-10 is the score. Briar Cliff with a 7-point lead. Hastings with the ball here in backcourt. Brittany Wong gets it to Frankie Peterson. Double team goes to Zwiener down the right sideline. Laurel Zwiener out here in 3-point territory trying to get away. Sends it down on the baseline to a Josie Schomp who wheels off inside to Frankie Peterson. Shot good and she's fouling the play. Frankie Peterson gets the field goal there after the assist from Josie Schomp. And now Peterson will go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. So Frankie Peterson will toe the mark now for Hastings College, a 63% foul shooter for the Broncos. Peterson, a 5'9" sophomore out of Cambridge, Nebraska. A personal foul, one on Maddie Murren. That's going to be her second personal. Team foul number five on the Chargers. Sophia McDermott into the ballgame now for Hastings, replacing Brittany Wong. Frankie Peterson to the free throw line for Hastings, and the shot is up there. It's good. So a 3-point play there by Peterson, and Hastings College is within 4 points. 17-13 the score here. There's a long-range jumper from deep in the left corner. It's up and in, a 3-pointer. Keila Shehock. Shehock throwing up a three from deep in the left corner. That makes it 20-13 now. Briar Cliff with a 7-point lead. Sophia McDermott with the ball. Hustles into the forecourt. Now McDermott will retreat back out here into 3-point territory to Josie Schomp on the right sideline. Takes it down to the baseline. Jump pass inside. Stadler grabs the ball. Mishandles it. Now picks it back up. Goes to Zwiener. Now to Peterson in the lane. Her shot is up there. No good. Down for the rebound. It's loose. It pops out of here and it comes out to a Shehock. Shehock has got it now for Briar Cliff. Long pass down to Ford. Driving layup is up there. It's going to be good by Salcido. Megan Salcido scores. And now Jeff Dittman wants to call another timeout. Broncos are down by 9 points. 12 minutes and 4 seconds to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Briar Cliff 22, Hastings 13.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you here this afternoon at 1230 KHAS. The Hastings College men playing in the first ball game. And Briar Cliff beat Hastings by a score of 74-58. Second lowest offensive output for the Broncos this season. 22-13 here in the women's ball game. Hastings trailing Briar Cliff. Hastings with the ball. Here's McDermott. Here's shot from 17. No good. Rebound loose. Josie Schomp grabs it in the corner. Sends it back into Stadler. Her shot no good. Rebound is loose again. Laurel Zwiener has got it. Goes back up. Shoots. Misses. No good. Rebound tapped out of there by Stadler. And right into the hands of Schomp. Schomp keeps it alive here for the Broncos. Down to Frankie Peterson. Two-handed pass goes down in the corner. That's McDermott. She moves to her right. Fires up a 10-footer. No good. Rebound comes down to Summer Gordon. Gordon has got it now for Briar Cliff to Ashley Zobel. Drives it into the lane. Mishandled there by Salcido. It's picked up again here by Zobel. And now we got a foul called. Nope, it's out of bounds. But Briar Cliff will play things in. The ball tipped out of bounds there by the Broncos. Back into the ball game now for Briar Cliff will be Kylie Dilla. Checking out will be Ashley Zobel. Also checking in for the Chargers will be Krista Stewart. And coming out will be a Summer Gordon. Down to the scorers table for Hastings is going to be, looks like Kaylee Raggett is going to check in for Laurel Zwiener. So now Krista Stewart is into the ball game. She's another tall girl, 6'1" and a senior from Glenwood, Iowa. 22-13, Briarcliff with the lead. Here's Stewart with the ball right side of the lane. She's going to power down to the baseline, spins, and the later shot's going to be blocked down by Statler. The ball picked up here by Salcedo, traveling violation. Salcedo got it on the ricochet there after Statler got the block, but she's calling for the steps in the lane. Briarcliff will give her back to Hastings College. There's Josie Shomp's pass. It's going to be tipped. It's going to be loose down here. Briarcliff trying to save it from going out of bounds, and it hits the glass, and Hastings College will play things in. So ball was down around the baseline there. Briarcliff tries to save it, get it back in the court here, and it bounces off of the backboard out of play. So Hastings will get a break here, and they'll play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Sophia McDermott will play it in with the Broncos trailing in the ball game 22-13. 11 minutes to play, 11 minutes and some change here in the first half. Josie Shomp with the ball. Shomp puts it on the floor, dribbles out here in the three-point territory, goes to Sophia McDermott. Bounce pass goes to Statler at the free throw line, tries to dump it down low, and the ball tipped out of bounds. Getting her hands on it again was Megan Salcedo defensively for Briarcliff. So the Chargers will stay here on defense. Hastings will play it in underneath their own basket to the left side. Sophia McDermott will trigger things in for the Broncos, holding the ball here. Looking, finally gets it in. That's a Taz Yorick who moves it out of McDermott. Now inside, the pass is wide of Statler, but the ball picked up there by Ragus. She has it tipped loose now. And the baseline is picked up there by Briarcliff, and now it's out of bounds. It was picked up down there by Kylie Dilla. Now we got a timeout called down there as the Chargers were trapped down there in the corner. So they call a timeout here. We'll take a break. 10:51 to play in the first half. It's Briarcliff 22, Hastings 13.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, 10:51, remaining in the first half, 22-13. Briarcliff out on top of Hastings College here this afternoon. And following the timeout, the Chargers have the ball as they bring it back in the offensive zone. This is Dilla with it on the high post, down to Salcedo. Back out to Dilla, top of the key. Picked up by McDermott, drives it down the lane toward the goal. The shot's going to be blocked down by Statler, but a foul is called. Alicia Statler going to be hit with a personal foul here. That's going to be your first. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Broncos. This will be a shooting situation, so we'll have some free throws coming up here. And going to the free throw line for the Chargers is going to be Kylie Dillon. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Dillon, a 91% foul shooter on the season. Yeah, it's her first field goal here. And she'll have one more shot. It's in the air. The shot is up there. It's good. Dilla sits there and stares at the thing for a long time and finally puts it down through the hole. 24-13 now. It's an 11-point lead. Broncos again facing the pressure here in backcourt. That's going to be Cammie Breckman who's into the ball game now. The backcourt finally gets away, but the ball is swatted loose. It's picked up on the baseline, and now it goes out of bounds on you with the Hastings. Knocked out of bounds there by Kylie Dilla of Briarcliff. But now Hastings has got 16 seconds to work on the shot clock as they didn't get the ball across the 10-second line or the midcourt stripe at all in that possession. So they're still working with it. 13 seconds on the shot clock. They're still in backcourt against this Briarcliff defense. Now they finally get it into the offensive zone. 7 seconds remaining on the shot clock. Ragged double-teamed in the corner. Ragged looking to get away. 2 seconds, 1 second, and a shot clock violation on Hastings, but the ball is picked up here by Briarcliff. Long pass down to Florida. Summer Gordon drives, shoots, and scores. Traveling violation. So Hastings worked that entire 30 seconds to get the ball into the forecourt. Then they got it into the offensive zone with about 8 seconds to play and then could not get a shot. Ragath was trapped in the corner there. Ball was tipped loose. Finally, Briarcliff came down with it just as the shot clock was expiring. So now here comes Hastings back the other way. Statler gets the ball now to, let's see, Brittany Wong, who's back into the ball game over there. Wong dribbling with the ball. Bounce pass comes outside to Taz Yorick. Over to Cammie Breckman. Gets it to Thompson. Her pass inside is going to be intercepted. Salcedo steps in front of the pass as they try to get it to Statler. And another turnover on Hastings. That's their fourth of the ball game. Here's Della with the ball over on the wing on the right side. as they work with it against the Broncos. As Alex Grant is back into the ball game now for Briarcliff. Over on the wing on the left side is a Sheehawk as she works against the Taz York. There's a feed on the left baseline. A shot up there is going to be no good by Sarah Reeves. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Cammie Bruckman, long pass down the near sideline. Picked up by Brittany Wong in the corner, but right in the hands of Salcedo. Another turnover on Hastings. Back the other way is going to be Sheehawk. She drives and she's fouled into play. So a foul here on Hastings at the 9:06 mark. It's going to go on Bruckman. That's going to be your first. Going to the free throw line now is going to be Sheehawk as she will step to the mark here. 24-13 is the score in favor of Briarcliff, and the shot is up there. It's going to be good by Sheehawk. She'll get one more. She's now got 4 points in the ball game. Down to the scorer's table now for Hastings is going to be Laurel Zwinner as she will check in there. Statler will come out. 25-13, Briarcliff with a lead with 9 minutes and 6 seconds to play in this first half. The next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Sheehawk. End of the ball game now for Briarcliff is going to be Kelsey Evans. Going out will be Sheehawk. Also down to the scorer's table is going to be Ashley Zobel. She will come in for Kylie Dilla. So Hastings will play things in. Courtney Spahn back here in backcourt. They get it to Laurel Zwiener. Now to Taz York. Dribbling here on the near sideline. Gets it back to Zwiener. Over to Courtney Spahn. Still in backcourt. Now double team. Spahn gets it across the 10-second line to Brittany Wong. They get it now. Driving the baseline is going to be Thompson. Her shot's going to be no good. Ball partially deflected. The ball brought out of there by Kelsey Evans. Evans gets it away to Zobel into the forecourt. Comes across the top again to Evans. Dribble penetration in the lane. And the pass is kicked out of bounds there by York. Trying to get it over there on the right side of the lane. Down low to Kristen Twaite. Ball kicked out of bounds there by York of Hastings. It'll be Briarcliff playing things in. 8 minutes and 42 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings trailing in the ballgame 26-13. To the second-ranked team in the country here this afternoon in Briarcliff. Ashley Zobel will play things in. Looking, they come way out here to a Sarah Reeves. Drives it to the free throw line. Dishes off down low. A shot is up and in. That's Summer Gordon scoring there for Briarcliff. She's now got 2 field goals and 4 points, 28-13. Taz York down the near sideline, cuts for the hole, drives it. Her shot no good, but she's fouled into play. Taz York is fouled into play here. Krista Twaite going to pick up the personal foul. That's going to be her third. So now one of the big girls, Kristen Twaite, in some foul trouble. She's a 6'2" and senior out of Manson, Iowa. She'll have to check out of there. Taz York will go to the free throw line for Hastings. Taz is 2 out of 4 from his line so far today. Make it 3 out of 5 as that one goes down through the hole. Twaite comes out. Here comes a Krista Stewart back in there. Twaite is 6'2". Stewart is at 6'1" for the Chargers. Next shot by Taz is up there and in. So she's hit 4 free throws today. 28-15. The Broncos now within 13 points. There's a Briarcliff with the ball back in their offensive zone. Summer Gordon has got it. Ball poked away momentarily there by Melissa Thompson. She's all over Summer Gordon out here in 3 point territory. Now to Zobel. Ashley Zobel has got it on the wing, working here against Brittany Wong. Zobel stops here. Wong right in her grill. There's a pass out on top to Stewart. 3-pointer good. Racing's playing the good defense, but then they get it to Krista Stewart, who throws down a 3-ball from the top of the key. And it's now a 31-15 ball game. Briarcliff out on top by 16 points. Here's Wong with the ball again for Hastings. Wong comes to the near side. They got it to Courtney Spahn. Dribbles behind her back out here in three-point territory, trying to get away from some of that pressure. Now to Wong, to Taz York. Now to Laurel Zwiener. Double team, right side of the lane. And we got a jump ball called. A jump ball is called. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Briarcliff. So it's going to be Hastings playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Zwiener comes out. Here comes Alicia Statler back in there for the Broncos. 7:41 to play here in the first half. The Chargers have built a 31-15 lead over Hastings College. Here comes Megan Salcedo into the ball game again. Summer Gordon checks out. Well, they've got about a 11-12 player rotation. That's pretty strong here for Briarcliff. Right side of the lane is Statler. Comes out to Spahn from the elbow. Shot is up there. That one won't go. Ball is tapped out of bounds. It's going to be Briarcliff ball. Tapped out of bounds there by Taz York of Hastings. So now the Chargers will come back the other way. 7 minutes and 35 seconds to play. Here in the first half, it's 31-15. The Chargers have the lead. Ashley Zobel has got it now for the Briarcliff Chargers as she brings it across the midcourt stripe. High post to Salcedo. Statler right behind her defensively. Salcedo comes out here in the three-point territory. Gets it in the hands now of Sarah Reeves, who drives it down the lane all the way to the basket. Now puts up a shot. No good. We got a foul called. Nope, a traveling violation. The other official out here in the three-point territory calls a traveling violation. So that's 8 turnovers in Briarcliff. And Hastings College will get the ball back here. Trailing in the contest by 16. This is Alicia Statler with the ball in backcourt. Comes over here on the near sideline. That's going to be Courtney Spahn with the ball. Tries to get it inside, and they couldn't get it to Thompson. The ball's taken out of there. Back the other way comes Reeves. She drives, shoots, and scores. Sarah Reeves scoring there for Briarcliff. And now it's a 33-15 ball game. There's a Melissa Thompson down here on the baseline. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And now we got the ball knocked out of bounds. So it's going to be Hastings playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. It's going to be Brittany Wong inbounding the ball here for Hastings underneath their own basket. 6:48 to play here in this first half. Wong gets it into Statler. Now to Wong again to Taz Yord. Out here to Courtney Spahn, who hammers it down low. The Statler shot is up there and in. Alicia Statler scoring there for Hastings College. 31-17 is the score they have on the board here. Evans inside the free throw circle. A shot is up and in. That's going to be Megan Salcedo. Salcedo scoring there. It's 33-17. In favor of Briarcliff. We're down to 6:20 to play. Pressure again by the Chargers. There's Hastings back in the offensive zone. Statler takes it down low to Frankie Peterson. She falls down with the ball and a traveling violation. Right underneath the basket, she falls down there. That traveling violation is calling Hastings their 6th turnover. Other games going on in the conference today. Briarcliff playing here against Hastings. Mount Marty at Midland. Morningside is playing at Doan. Dakota Wesleyan at Concordia. And Dort is playing at Nebraska Wesleyan. Those are all men's and women's basketball doubleheaders today. Hastings College men, they've already been beaten today by Briarcliff 74-58. That was our first ball game today. There's another traveling violation, this time on Briarcliff out here in three-point territory. That's their 9th turnover. Kelsey Evans was the extra steps there. And Hastings College will play things in. 6:04 to play until halftime. 33-17 is the score. Hastings down by 16 points here in this first half. They were down by 26 the first time we played this crew by halftime. Courtney Spahn has got the ball. Courtney now to a Brittany Wong. She falls down with the ball over in the right sideline. And now we got a timeout called here from head coach Jeff Dittman. He's got a bird of timeout to save the possession. Brittany Wong falls down with the ball on the far sideline. And Hastings has to burn the timeout to get the ball back here. 5 minutes and 51 seconds to play. In the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Briarcliff 33, Hastings 17.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends, the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the 5th quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map, their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, the real sports bar. 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Brock basketball coming your way today here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Briarcliff beating Hastings College in the men's ball game today by a score of 74-58. Brady Lohman, 16 points to lead the Broncos today. 19 points for Taylor Murren for Briarcliff. So Hastings falls to 11-12 on the season. They're now 5-8 in the conference, and Hastings will play at Northwestern next Saturday. 33-17 here. Here's a shot from Taz Yorick from the corner. That's going to be no good from three-point territory. An air ball, and a rebound comes down to Briarcliff. Here come the Chargers back on the offensive attack. They feed it inside. It's mishandled there by Summer Gordon. And the ball is brought down by Taz Yorg. 10th turnover on Briarcliff here in the ball game. Taz comes back the other way, and she throws the ball right into the hands of Chanta Williams as she comes back the other way. That's the seventh turnover on Hastings. There's a three-pointer taken over there. It's no good by Dilla. Rebound comes down to Statler. Long pass down to floor to Frankie Peterson. She drives, shoots, and scores. Frankie Peterson now with 5 points in the ball game. It's 33-19. Broncos trailing here in the ball game. Driving the baseline, a short jumper is up there. It's going to be no good by Murn. Ball brought out of there by Peterson. She's wrestled to the ground here. Now we got a foul called. Frankie goes down, and a personal foul is going to be called here on Briar Cliff. It's going to go on Megan Salcido. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 7 on the Chargers. We're going to have a 1-1 situation back here for Hastings College. Coming into the ball game now for the Broncos will be Sophia McDermott. Going out will be Taz York. 33-19 is the score. The second-ranked Chargers out on top of the Broncos here this afternoon. Going to the free throw line will be Peterson. Peterson's got a couple of field goals, and she is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. She's got 5 points here in this contest. The shot by Peterson is up there. It's in. Hastings is a team hitting 69% from the free throw line this year. That is 8th in the Great Plains Athletic Conference out of the 11 teams. Second shot is up there. It's good by Peterson. It's now a 33-21 ball game. 33-21. The Broncos are trailing in the ball game as we approach the 5-minute mark. Here's a Dilla with the ball. Comes over here on the wing to a Sheehawk who's back in there. Sheehawk drives the ball against a McDermott down underneath the basket to feed there to Salcido and back outside the ring to Dilla. She takes it to the free throw line against a Brittany Wong. 9 seconds, 8 seconds on the shot clock. Hadley Dilla moving the ball out here in 3 points. Troy sends it inside to Salcido. A shot is up and in. Again, the shot clock was expiring, and they get the bucket inside. Megan Salcido scores. 35-21. The Broncos throw the ball out of bounds on the far sideline. Coming back the other way against this pressure again from Briar Cliff. That's turnover number 8 on the Broncos here in the ball game. Into the Charger lineup now is going to be Chanta Williams. She comes in and going out. Looks like Kylie Dilla is going to get a breather here for head coach Mike Power of the Chargers. 4 minutes and 33 seconds to play. 35-21 is the score. Hastings trailing in the ball game. Chargers with it here as the Williams has got it. Gets it out here to Alex Grant as he takes the ball down to the baseline. Her jumper is up there. It's going to be no good. And another personal foul called here. Go on Statler of Hastings. That's going to be her second. That's going to be the 7th team foul in Hastings. So we've had 14 fouls called now between the two teams in this first half. And going to the free throw line is going to be Alex Grant as she will toe the mark here for the second time today. Her shot is up there. It's good. So Grant will have another one. The shot is up there, and the shot is around the rim and falls off. No good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Courtney Spahn down the right sideline to McDermott. Sophia McDermott now top of the key to Courtney Spahn. On the wing, Frankie Peterson. Entry pass to get it to Stadler at the free throw line. Down to McDermott, deep in the corner right side. Drives underneath the basket. Comes back out to Peterson. Drives it down the lane. Bounce pass mishandled there by Spahn. Double team. Now we got a foul called. Courtney Spahn just to the right of the basket down here. The foul is going to go on Grant. That's her first personal foul. Team foul number 8 on the Chargers. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Courtney Spahn. Spahn is 63% foul shooter in the season. 14 out of 22. Their shot is up there. The shot good. Hits the back iron and the ball goes straight up in the air and then down through the hole. Spahn will have one more. She had 6 points the last time these two teams played when Briar Cliff beat us up in Sioux City back in December, 93-74. Next one is up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Krista Stewart for Briar Cliff. Out of Chanta Williams over on the far side. A jumper is put up there. It's going to be no good. Foul shot is up and in. Give the bucket there to Sheehawk. She has now got 7 points in the ball game. Back the other way. Sophia McDermott scoring there for Hastings. McDermott scoring. That's her first field goal. Long pass down the floor to get it to Sheehawk again. Sheehawk trying to drive the baseline. It's cut off there by McDermott. She circles around, cuts out down the lane from the free throw line. Hands it away now to Grant. Grant going to the basket. Her shot is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Courtney Spahn runs it down the right sideline. 3.5 minutes to play here in this first half. Hastings trailing by 14. Entry pass again right to the fingertips of Statler, but it's picked up by Spahn on the baseline. Down to Statler, wheeling in lane. His shot is up there and in. Alicia Statler down with 4 points in the ball game. The Broncos back to within 12. It's 38-26. There's Briar Cliff back with it now. as they work it over here to Alex Grant. Trapped here on the wing, trying to get it away. She does as she gets into the hands of Williams, who lobs it into the lane to Krista Stewart. Back out to the free throw line to Salcido. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Spahn. Courtney Spahn to the near sideline now to Brittany Wong of Hastings. Brittany dribbling with the ball, takes it out here in the three-point territory, moves it to the deep wing on the right side. Brittany Wong picked up there by Williams. Wong has still got it right at the top of the three-point arc. Has to get rid of it. Does. To a Sophia McDermott. Two-handed pass comes to the near side. That's a Frankie Peterson. That Courtney Spahn on the baseline. Spahn bounce pass down in the corner to Wong. Out to McDermott for three. Shot good. 38-29 now. The Broncos are within 9 points. 2 minutes and 19 seconds to play. Broncos trying to finish this first half with a flurry here to get back into the ballgame. They lob it inside to Stewart. Shot from the baseline. It's up there. No good. Rebound Courtney Spahn of Hastings. Courtney bounce pass comes to the near sideline. The Frankie Peterson gets the ball ahead to Brittany Wong. She drives it to the baseline. 10-footer is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Alex Grant. Grant has got it now to Williams. Long pass down the floor to Shehawk. She mishandles the ball, picks it back up, fires it up there. Shot good. Keila Shehawk scoring there for Briarcliff. She's now got 9 points in the ball game, 40-29. Hastings down by 11, minute and 45 seconds to play here in this first half. Here's a McDermott with the ball, comes to the near sideline. Frankie Peterson, free throw line. That's going to be Statler. Moves to her left, fires up a shot and scores it. Alicia Statler now with 6 points in the ball game. It's 40-31. Again, the Broncos trailing by 9 points. And now Briarcliff has the ball knocked out of the hands of Seahawks' hands out of bounds. They'll play things to Alyssa Thompson coming in. Here comes Laurel Zwiener into the ball game. It's going to be Spahn coming to the bench. And also Alicia Statler. Also checking in for Hastings will be Josie Schomp. And coming out will be Peterson. 1 minute, 28 seconds to play here in the first half. It's 40-31. Hastings down by 9 points here in this one. It'll be Briarcliff inbounding the ball from underneath their own basket to the right side. That's going to be a Diller to play it in. Comes way out on top here to Sarah Reeves, who's back in the ball game. Reeves works against Thompson, hands it away to Diller now. Inside the free throw circle, driving the ball against Wong. Takes it down to the baseline. There's a shot up there. It's going to be no good by Diller. Now we got a call. A foul called and a rebound. It's going to go on Summer Gordon. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 9 of the Chargers. And we're going to walk to the other end of the floor now and have some free throws, or at least a 1-1 situation here, as Laurel Zwiener will toe the mark for Hastings College. Zwiener, the product out of Pleasanton. She is averaging 67% from the free throw line this season. Her shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim, and it bounces about four times. It's no good. Rebound Zwiener, and she's fouled again. So she misses the free throw, follows her shot down the lane there. That baby bounced up there three or four times off of the rim. Zwiener came down with it, and she's fouled again. This time by Sarah Rees, and that's going to be her first foul. Team foul number 10 on the Chargers, so this will be a two-shot foul for Zwiener. Her shot is up there. That one is good. She'll have one more. Here comes Shehawk back into the ball game. Here comes Twaite back in. And here comes Megan Salcido back into the ball game now for Mike Power and the Chargers. 1:16 to play here in the first half. It's 40-32. Hastings is down by just 8 points here. Oral Zwiener will have one more. The shot is up there. It's good. So this is as close as the Broncos have been for a while. 40-33 is the score. Briarcliff had a 16-point lead back there at 31-15. The Broncos have come back here. It's now 40-33. Down by 7 points. Briarcliff has got the ball on the dribble. That says Dilla on the wing on the right side. Picked up by Brittany Wong of Hastings. Dilla dribbling the ball out here. Sends it to the top of the key to Shehawk. Down to the wing left side to a Kelsey Evans. Picked up there by Josie Schomp of Hastings. There's Salcido. Salcido now to Dilla. Picked up by Brittany Wong again at the free throw line. Drives it down the lane. A shot is up there. It's going to be good, but it won't count. Personal foul on the way in. That's going to be on Wong. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 8 on Hastings. And now going to the free throw line is going to be Kylie Dilla for Briarcliff. She has got 5 points in the ball game, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. And Dilla's free throw is up there. It's going to be around the rim and falls off no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Laurel Zwiener now to Josie Schomp, now to McDermott. Sophia McDermott steps the ball into the offensive zone. Gets away on the dribble. Comes to Wong and goes right through her fingertips out of bounds. McDermott trying to get it to Wong and didn't communicate very well there. And it goes sailing right through the fingertips of Wong out of bounds. 9 turnovers on Hastings here in the ballgame. 40-33. The Broncos are within 7 points here, the second-ranked team in the country in Briarcliff this afternoon. There's a Dillon with the ball on the wing. Comes out wide open. Evans for three. Shot is off of the mark. No good. Tap try, no good. Rebound loose in the lane. It's picked down, taken down by Melissa Thompson. Long pass down the floor to Josie Schomp from 10. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Evans. Kelsey Evans passes the far sideline. Here come the Chargers on a break. Dillon has got it. Goes down in the corner. Seahawk now. Seahawk picked up out there by McDermott. Comes out to Evans. Evans drives it down the lane. To the basket she goes. Her shot no good. Tap try by Megan Salcedo is up and in, and that's the end of the first half of play. Megan Salcedo getting the put back there for Briarcliff. She's now got 12 points in the ballgame, and her first half comes to an end. Briarcliff has got the lead over Hastings College here at halftime. It is Briarcliff 42, Hastings College 33. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHIS.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46-FLOOR-463-5667.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HD Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS. Complex 42-33 is the score. Briarcliff with a lead here over Hastings College. Chargers got off to a good start here this afternoon. In fact, first couple of minutes of the ball game, and Hastings down 11-2. They got out to as much as a 15-point lead in this one at 31-15. The Broncos have come back to pull within striking distance. It's 42-33 here at halftime in favor of Briarcliff. Chargers getting 12 points in the first half from Megan Salcedo. That's what she had the first time around. She picked up 12 points in the first half against Hastings the second time around. Keila Seahawk has got 9 points in the ballgame. The other scores for Briarcliff. Well, there's been a bunch of people in the ballgame today. Kylie Dilla has got 5 points. 4 for Kristen Twait. 4 points for Summer Gordon. 3 for Krista Stewart. They had 2 points from Sarah Reeves. And 1 point from Kelsey Evans. Also getting in the ball game was Alex Grant. She had 4 points in the first half of play. Briarcliff 5 out of 7 from the free throw line in this first half. Hastings was 10 out of 13 from the line. They got 7 points from Frankie Peterson today in the first half. 6 points for Alicia Stabler. 6 points for Brittany Wong. And we had 5 points from Sophia McDermott. 4 points from Laurel Zwiener. And 1 point for Courtney Spahn. Broncos trailing here in the ballgame at halftime. It is Briarcliff leading Hastings at the break by a score of 42-33. Getting the first ball game today, Briarcliff knocked off Hastings College. In men's play, the score of 74-58. The Broncos trailed 41-22 by halftime as Briarcliff came out and hit 57% of their field goals in the first half. Hastings chopped the lead down to 12 points with about 9 minutes and 50 seconds to play in the second half, but could not get any closer than that. And Hastings losing in the men's ball game today by a score of 74-58. Brady Lohman was the only guy to reach double figures today for Hastings. He had 16 points in the ball game. Meanwhile, leading the way for Briarcliff was Taylor Byrne as he comes up with 19 points in the ball game for the Chargers. So Hastings falls to 11 wins and 12 losses on the season, and now 5-8 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They will play at Northwestern coming up next Saturday. 42-33 is our score here. The Hastings College women trailing second-ranked Briar Cliff. We've got the first half shooting numbers in here. Briar Cliff in the first half, it's 16 out of 29 from the field for 55%. Hastings College was 11 out of 28 for 39%. Three-pointers, Briar Cliff was 3 out of 5 for 60%. And Hastings College was 1 out of 3 for 33%. Briar Cliff, 7 out of 10 on free throws. That's 70%. The Broncos, 10 out of 14 for 71.4%. The rebounds right now, Hastings has got 18 rebounds compared to 13 for Briar Cliff. The Broncos out rebounding the Chargers on the offensive end, 8-3. Hastings with 14 turnovers already here in this basketball game, 14 turnovers against the pressure of Briar Cliff. Meanwhile, the Chargers, they've got 10 turnovers. Hastings with no block shots and 5 steals. Briar Cliff has got 1 block shot and 8 steals. Again, the score at halftime, Briar Cliff out on top of Hastings by the score of 42-33. Stick around. We've got the Scholar Athlete of the Week coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Tyson Avronik will join us with Hastings College Spotlight. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHIS.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
This is the Hastings College Scholar Athlete, brought to you by Rogers Incorporated. Better service built his business. 1035 South Burlington. In a minute, we'll name this week's Scholar Athlete.
Rogers Incorporated. Better service built his business.
Save on the Whirlpool family of appliances during the January clearance sale at Rogers Incorporated. Save on the Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and KitchenAid refrigerators, ranges, dishwashers, washers and dryers, microwaves, and more. Plus, no interest if paid in full within 12 months on a qualifying appliance purchase $499 or more. Ask Rogers for details. 1035 South Burlington, Hastings. Open every day, Sundays noon to 4.
This week's KHIS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is Hastings College women's basketball star Frankie Peterson. Frankie, a sophomore from Cambridge, Nebraska, is majoring in biology with a 3.81 GPA. On the court, Frankie started some games in her freshman year and has played in all games this year in her sophomore season. She's averaging 4.4 points a game and 2.8 rebounds. She scored a career-high 14 points versus York this season. In the classroom, Frankie's on the dean's list for the fall of 2010 and the spring of 2011. In her free time, she enjoys reading, eating, and watching movies. Once again, your KHIS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is brought to you by Rogers Incorporated. Better service built this business, 1035 South Burlington in Hastings.
This is Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings.
John Deere is known for some of the most reliable and fuel-efficient irrigation engines around, but the true strength lies in John Deere's extensive dealer network, including Industrial Irrigation in Hastings. The John Deere team keeps your irrigation schedule running like clockwork, offering energy-saving diesel engines backed by some of the best warranties in the business. Parts and service, too. Incredible dealer strength. Count on John Deere and Industrial Irrigation. Reliable horsepower since 1955. East J Street in Hastings. 463-1377 and industrialirrigation.com.
Good evening and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS Radio. Tyson Vronick with you. Earlier this week, I had the opportunity to visit Hastings College during Martin Luther King Day as they had a lecture from Dr. Charles McKinney. Caught up with him over at Hastings College before he spoke to the students. Here's what he had to say. With that, let's first of all, Dr. Charles McKinney, let's just talk a little bit about your talk today at Hastings College, your lecture today at Hastings College, Education That Changed a Nation. Just sort of elaborate on some of the things you're going to be talking about today.
Sure. Thanks for having me, first off. One of the things I want to do is to help students, particularly students, right, to remember that before King was an icon, before he was a national civil rights hero, he was a student, right? And it's one of the things I think we have to remember that King, there's more to King than 1955 to 1968, right? The Montgomery to Memphis narrative that we're all so familiar with, and that's going to get, you know, that's going to get told over and over today and then next month too for Black History Month probably as well, right? So one of the things I want to remind students of is that King, as an undergraduate at Morehouse College, is somebody who is searching. He wants to do well and he wants to do good in the world. He wants to advance causes of justice, but he doesn't know how. He doesn't know whether or not he wants to do that through the ministry. He doesn't know whether or not he wants to be a doctor or a lawyer. He's trying to figure that out, and college was the place that helps him to figure that out. He's given the tools by a set of professors at Morehouse who then, once they've given him these tools, right, these intellectual tools, these scholarly tools, these religious tools, he's then able to make the decision that, okay, I think the ministry is for me, right? I mean, obviously, he'd faced a lot of pressure at home. I mean, his father was a minister. Both of his grandfathers were ministers. His great-grandfather was a minister. We've got him on, his great-grandfather on record, joining a Baptist church in 1850, right, and was a preacher for slaves as well as whites. And so, you know, preaching was in King's blood. And so, but it's at Morehouse, and it's in the context of a liberal arts education, being exposed to all of these different ideas, different ideologies, these different thinkers, and it's in that context where he's able to make the decision to join the ministry and make the decision about how specifically he's going to have an impact on the larger society.
So, and specifically, having this lecture at Hastings College, also a liberal arts college, you're talking with the students and letting them know that they're going to find their path to the future through education.
Yes, exactly. I'm going to tell these students that, you know, they are going to be exposed to many of the same dynamics that King was exposed to back in the 1940s. They're going to have, you know, freshmen, hey, take advantage, right? Seniors, I hope you took advantage, right, of this access to learning about literature and art, you know, fiction, sociology, psychology, philosophy, religion. You know, take advantage. It's a buffet. Eat a little bit of everything, right? Because that's going to best prepare you for life beyond college, and it's also going to best prepare you to live a life of service, right? Because one of the objects of the game in a liberal arts education is for you to get all of these disparate bits of knowledge and to figure out how they're connected.
One final question, then I know you have to go up and speak to some of the people at the college today, but when we look at the civil rights movement in the 1960s and we fast forward to things that are going on today, and just in specifically like the Occupy protests that are currently going on, Martin Luther King, when you think about it, he really kind of gave people that power, gave people that voice that for the civic protests, for the, you know, the obedient protests. Is that true? And in that case, are we still seeing some of his practices being taught today?
Yes, I think we are. I think the Occupy movement is a classic example of nonviolent direct action protest, right? They're like, hey, you know what? Instead of launching, you know, instead of launching bombs and instead of strafing Wall Street, right? Or, you know, engage in some sort of aggressively violent, disruptive action, these folks are taking a play right out of the civil rights playbook by saying, look, you know what? We're going to occupy Wall Street, right? We're going to occupy these particular spaces to draw attention to these issues, right? And so just like in the 1960s, where you see people asking, well, what's the point of sitting in at Woolworths? What's that about? What's the point of that, right? Well, you see the point of that now, right? You see how that movement spread. So the sit-ins became not simply about getting service, getting a hamburger at Woolworths. It's about, you know, forcing people to confront the larger issues, the larger reality of racial segregation in the American South and outside of the American South, for that matter. So Occupy is doing the same thing, right? It's amazing to watch. It's kind of funny actually to sit and watch, you know, the morning news shows on Sundays. Spend all this time asking about what's the message of the Occupy movement? What's the point? What's the message? Well, this is the point, right? It's to get you to talk about the Occupy movement. That's part of the point. Part of the point is, you know, your next segment is going to be about economic inequality in America, right? Would you be talking about economic inequality in America in 2012 had there not been an Occupy movement? Probably not, right? So that's the point, right, is to have, I mean, that's one of the points at least, right, is to have these larger conversations so that people can sort of suss out for themselves, okay, yeah, well, okay, this is something that I agree with over here that they've said, and here's some other things that I'm not quite sure about, but hey, you know what, we're having this conversation, and that is a very, I mean, and that's one great big fat sign of success as far as I'm concerned.
Let's get Dr. Charles McKinney speaking at Hastings College today, Education That Changed a Nation. Dr. Charles McKinney, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me. Appreciate it.
Hastings College Spotlight is brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings. Stay tuned, because the second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador, professor,
congressman,
minister, software developer.
Who do you want to become? Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena at halftime of the women's ball game here this afternoon. Hastings is trailing Briar Cliff on a score of 42-33. And earlier today in the G-Pack, the Hastings College men losing to Briar Cliff 74-58. Got some other women's scores. It was Mount Marty today beating Midland on a score of 72-63. Concordia down Dakota Wesleyan 68-59. It was Dort over Nebraska Wesleyan by a score of 78-49. Morningside was playing at Dolan today in one of their women's contests. But Hastings College men losing today in the first game, 74-58, as we kind of switched things around and played the women second today. The guys played first. And now we're into the second half here. Briar Cliff with the ball. They shoot to our basket to our left as they lob it inside. The ball's taken away by Twait. It goes to the corner on the far side. It goes out of bounds. They lobbed it inside to Kristen Twait. She came down to the ball. It was knocked loose, jarred loose as it goes over the far sideline. And Hastings College will stay here on defense. It'll be Briar Cliff playing things in. The score is 42-33. Hastings within 9 points here. Briar Cliff as much as a 16-point lead there in the first half of play. So Seahawk will play the ball in here for the Chargers. She gets it to the far sideline. That's a Salcido. Gets it inside to Twait. Now down in the corner, there's a shot by Seahawk that's up there from three. No good. The ball tapped out by Frankie Peterson. The ball recovered here by Hastings. That's Brittany Wong with the ball for Hastings as he comes into the offensive zone. The Broncos trailing in the ball game by 9 points against the second-ranked team in the country here this afternoon. Here's Frankie Peterson. Free throw line extended right side. Takes the ball down on the baseline. Stops there. Lobs it inside to Statler. Shot's blocked down. And a jump ball is called. Getting her hands in there for Briar Cliff was Kristen Twait. She ties up Statler. The possession arrow pointing in favor of the Broncos, so Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Frankie Peterson will play things in. Looking. Finally gets it in. That's Courtney Spahn. The Taz York inside down to Statler. Jump pass down in the corner to Wong. Her shot is up there from three. It's going to be no good. Rebound. Taz York. Follow shot. Good. Taz Yori gets the follow shot there. The Broncos within 7 points. 42-35 is the score. There's Salcedo with the ball. Now to Kelsey Evans. Evans dribbling with the ball. Stomps out here in the three-point territory. Bounce pass. Top of the key. That's Twait with it now. Twait goes over on the wing to Adilla. Takes the ball down in the baseline. There's a pass deflected out of bounds. So they'll put 15 up on the shot clock here. And Briar Cliff will play it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Hastings trailing by 7, 42-35. Here's a pass. It's going to be knocked loose out here in three-point territory. Picked up by Seahawk on the far sideline. Keila Seahawk has got it now for Briar Cliff. Down the left side of the lane to the goal. She goes. Her shot's going to be blocked there by Statler out of bounds. Alicia Statler getting the block inside there for Hastings. And now with 6 seconds on the shot clock, Dillard will play things in to Salcedo. Out here in three-point territory, drives it down the lane to the goal. She goes, and her shot is up and in as the shot clock expires. Well, we've seen that more times than not here as Briar Cliff works the shot clock down to virtually nothing, and they get a big field goal. Here's a Brittany Wong. She drives to the distance and scores back the other way. Brittany Wong gets it right back, and Hastings again within 7 points. 44-37 is the score now with 18:15 to play. There's a long-range jumper by Dillard. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Jarred loose by Hastings. And a foul is called. Salcedo came down with it there for Briar Cliff. And now they're going to say no foul called, and Hastings will play things in underneath the basket here. Hastings being pressured back here as a Statler will play things in. Down to Courtney Spahn. Back to Alicia Statler here in the middle of the floor. They'll get it across the midcourt stripe here. Taz Jorg has got it. There's a jump pass inside to Courtney Spahn, and a traveling violation is called on Spahn. So a turnover on Hastings. They've now got 15 turnovers in this ballgame. Briar Cliff has got 10. 17:50 to play in the contest. 44-37. The Chargers out on top of the Broncos here this afternoon. There's a Diller with the ball on the wing. Lobs it inside again to a Twait. Back out to the free throw line. Salcedo shot good. Megan Salcedo having a whale of a ball game here for Briar Cliff. She's now got 16 points in the ball game. Hastings running back the other way. Taz Jorg, and she's going to be fouling the play here as she goes tumbling down right in front of the Bronco bench. Kelsey Evans picks up the personal foul. That's going to be your second. Team foul number one in the Chargers here in the second half of play. Into the ball game now for Briar Cliff will be Sarah Reeves. Going out will be Kelsey Evans. Hastings will play things in. That's going to be Frankie Peterson inbound the ball for Hastings. Peterson looking. Finally gets it into a Brittany Wong. Wong takes off, takes it to the top of the key on the dribble. Looking to penetrate inside. Can't do it there against Sheehawk. Gets it out here to Peterson. Peterson on the dribble now to the near sideline. Stops. Two-handed pass goes inside. Statler mishandles the ball. Picks it up on the baseline. Now she's double-teamed. Statler gets it back out to Wong. Wong down in the baseline to Courtney Spahn. Back inside to Frankie Peterson. Underneath the bucket, she's fouling the play. Peterson goes up for the shot, but she's hammered on the arm. And now Peterson will go to the free throw line. Personal foul whistled on Sarah Reeves. That's going to be her second. Team foul number two on the Chargers. Going to the free throw line now for Hastings will be Frankie Peterson. She's got 7 points in the ball game. 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. They get 4 out of 4 as that one goes right down the hole. She'll have one more. Peterson is 63% foul shooter. Here comes Melissa Thompson into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Courtney Spahn. 46-38 is the score. Next shot is up there. It's good by Peterson. 46-39. Again, a 7-point deficit. That's the third time in the second half that Hastings has cut the lead to 7 after falling behind by 16 points in the first half at 31-15. There's Dillon with the ball out here to Megan Salcedo. Salcedo puts it on the floor, dribbles to the right wing, stops there. Bounce pass goes to the far side. Sarah Reeves down underneath the bucket here. They work it back outside. Here's a 3-pointer from the left sideline. It's going to be no good there. The ball is out of bounds. A 3-pointer launched up there by Dilla of Briar Cliff. And now we got Hastings coming back the other way with the basketball here. 16:41 to play. Hastings plays it in. Statler now to Taz Jorg. To Alicia Statler again. Now to Frankie Peterson into the forecourt. Frankie down the near sideline. Alicia Statler now to Frankie Peterson again. Back outside. That's Brittany Wong with the ball. Brittany drilling with the ball, penetrating down the lane. Kicks it out here to Peterson. Fakes the three. Drives the ball to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's no good. She draws a personal foul. Peterson taking the ball to the hole here this afternoon, doing a good job. Personal foul is whistled there on Twait. 4 fouls now on Kristen Twait. And Frankie Peterson back to the free throw line. Twait again is 6'2" and a senior, one of the big girls for the Chargers. Now she's got 4 personal fouls. Peterson throws up the free throw. It's going to be good. Now Twait checks out. Coming to the ball game now for the Chargers will be Summer Gordon, 5'10" and a freshman from Sioux City. 46-40. There's the next shot. It's up there. It's good by Peterson. So on free throws, Hastings sneaking back in the ballgame. 46-41 now with 16 minutes and 19 seconds to play in the basketball game here from the Osborne Sports Complex. Dillon with a ball. Moves it over on the wing on the right side to Salcedo, top of the key. Picked up by Statler. Over here on the left side, the Sheehawk gets it back out to Salcedo, dumps it down low. The ball tipped away. It's picked up by Thompson. It's a turnover on Briar Cliff. Hastings has the ball. And now we got pressure in the backcourt here. The scramble is on. Jump ball is called. Arrow is pointing in favor of Briar Cliff. So Frankie Peterson loses control of the ball. Then she's tied up back here. The jump ball was called, and the arrow pointing in favor of Briar Cliff. So that's a turnover on Hastings. And now Mike Power for Briar Cliff wants to call a timeout. Briar Cliff wants to call a timeout. 15 minutes and 57 seconds to play in the ball game. It's now Briar Cliff 46, Hastings 41.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
This is the second game of four here today on 1230 KHAS. Tonight we'll head to Grand Island. Grand Island Central Catholic and Adams Central Patriots tonight in a girls boys basketball doubleheader. Action there gets underway at 6 o'clock at the Crusader Gym. Boys game will go at 7:45. 15:56 to play here. Briarcliff leading 46-41. And now we got a jump ball. And now we got a foul called in there. Brian Cook trying to dump the ball on the lane. Melissa Thompson fighting for the ball there. And she's fouling the play. The foul is going to go here on Summer Gordon. That's going to be her second. Team foul number four on the Chargers. Hastings will get it on the Brian Cliff turnover. And now the Broncos have a chance to slice into this five-point lead right here. This is as close as they have been in a long, long time. It's the start of the ball game. It's 46-41, a five-point lead for the second-ranked Chargers. Hastings with the ball. Frankie Peterson gets it to Statler. Statler now over here on the right side. Taz Yorg has got it. Taz dribbling the ball, takes it down to the baseline, stops there, sends it inside to Statler, backs up, and then we got a three-second violation called on Statler. A quick three-second violation there on Alicia Statler. A turnover on the Broncos. That's the 17th turnover of the ball game. 46-41. Brian Cliff with a five-point lead. 15 and a half minutes to play here in this one. That's Dillon with the ball now for Briarcliff. Dribbles into the lane. Comes to the free throw line now. As they get it to Alex Grant, who's back into the ball game, to Sarah Reeves. She hands it away. That's Sheehot going for the basket. She dumps it away in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Melissa Thompson. Thompson clears it out the near sideline. They get it to Frankie Peterson. Peterson hustles into the forecourt now. On the left side, stops, hands the ball away to Brittany Wong. Wong looking to penetrate. Brittany dribbling out here in the three-point territory to the free throw line to Thompson. Now to Taz on the baseline. 10-footer good. Taz Yorg scores and Hastings within 3 points. 46-43 with 14:50 to play in the ball game. There's a Kylie Dillon with the ball now for Briar Cliff. Dillon out here just to the right of the circle. Dribbling on the ball, takes it to the free throw line. Now drives it down toward the goal. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out. It's picked up here by the Chargers to the left side. Now to Grant. Grant picked up by Thompson. She puts it on the floor, drives it to the hole, stops there, goes back out to the elbow. A shot is up and in. Summer Gordon scoring there from the elbow right side of the lane. She's got 6 points in the ball game. 48-43 the score now. Briar Cliff with a five-point lead. Hastings back with the ball. Here comes Thompson. Or rather, here comes Peterson to the free throw line to Statler. Shot is up there, no good. One and done. Rebounded there by Briar Cliff. Running back the other way is Sarah Reeves. Gets it to Gordon, puts a girl in the air. Shot is up and in. Summer Gordon scoring there on the assist from Reeves. Just like that, Briar Cliff back out to a 7-point lead. 50-43. 14 minutes to play now in the ball game from the Osborne Sports Complex. Left side is Frankie Peterson to Taz Yorick. Fakes, now drives it to the basket. A shot good. And she's fouled. Offensive foul is called. Offensive foul is called on Taz Yorick. And that one was questionable at best. Taz Yorick hit with an offensive charging foul. Basket does not count. Taz is going to check out of the ball game now. Jeff Dittman not happy with the officials either. Here on the near sideline. He's letting them hear about it as they come back up the floor here. Along with Briar Cliff, that was a questionable call at best. There's a Sheehawk. She spins at the top of the key, drives it into the paint. Now sends it down in the corner to Evans. Shot for three. Good. Kelsey Evans scoring there. Now Jeff Dittman calls a timeout, and he is red hot here. Jeff Dittman calls a timeout here with 13 minutes and 37 seconds to play. In the basketball game, we'll take a break with a score. Briar Cliff 53, Hastings 43.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Broncos basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Briar Cliff winning the first ball game in men's play today by a score of 74-58. Morningside has beaten Doan today in women's college basketball. They went overtime today, and Morningside beat Doan by the score of 78-68. So the women's scores are now complete. Mount Marty over Midland today, 72-63. Morningside, a 10-point win over Doan, 78-68 in overtime. Concordia beat Dakota Wesleyan today, 68-59. And Dort over Nebraska Wesleyan, 78-49. Those are all women's scores. All games are final now in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The men's games are getting underway here at 4 o'clock, with the exception of that Hastings game earlier that was played at 1 o'clock today. 53-43, the Bronco women now down by 10 points here in this one. That's Brittany Wong out of McDermott. That Wong in the corner, her shot for three is up there. It's in and out, no good. Halfway down and pops out of there. Now the ball is knocked out of bounds. Boy, that may be halfway down and pops out of there. Brittany Wong from deep in the right corner can't score it. Now here comes Josie Schomp into the ball game. Wong will check out. 13-11 to play in the ball game. Hastings had the lead chopped down to just 3 points back there at 46-43, and charging foul on Taz York, and a three-pointer back the other way, and bam, just like that, it was back up to 10. That's where we stand right now, 53-43. Here's Grant driving down to the baseline, left side of the basket, trapped down there by Thompson. Gets the ball away to Evans, and now we got a foul called here. A personal foul is going to be called here. They're going Hastings, they're going to go on Breckman. That's going to be her second. All right, the official coming over here giving Jeff Dittman a warning as he was down about the mid-court stripe there. We're just about a half a second away from getting a tee on the coach here. As Jeff has not been happy the past couple of minutes here. Here's a traveling violation. Traveling violation is called here in Keela Shehock. 14 turnovers now in Briar Cliff. 12:52 remaining, and Jeff Dittman continues to talk with the official here on the near sideline now, having a friendly conversation. Hastings with the ball back in their offensive zone. This is going to be McDermott. Double teamed out here. Comes over to Breckman. Cammie Breckman holds it. Goes on the high post to Thompson. Down in the corner. That's a Josie Schomp. Wheels around. Takes it in the lane. Now nice pass to Zwiener, and she lays it in. Or Zwiener lays it in right in front of the basket. 53-45. Hastings back within 8 points. Schomp will get the assist right there. There's a long-range jumper by Evans. Three-pointer good. Kelsey Evans buries her second three-pointer of the ball game. She's got 7 points. And Briar Cliff exchanges a two for a three here, and they're back out by 11. 56-45 with 12:11 to play. Here's Schomp right to the 10-second line of the mid-court stripe here, and finally a foul is going to be called on Kelsey Evans. Evans commits her third personal foul. Boy, this Briar Cliff defense is relentless in this ball game today. They are very, very good defensively. Although the Broncos have scored 45 points against it. Here's a Breckman inbounding the ball. They get it into McDermott. Now they return it back to Breckman. Double teamed out here in 3-point territory. Now to Schomp. Schomp has got it. And now we got a traveling violation on Josie Schomp trying to get rid of it. Turnover number 18 on Hastings College here in the ball game. Frankie Peterson comes back in. Here comes Brittany Wong into the ball game again. Breckman will check out, and Josie Schomp will come to the bench. 11 minutes and 58 seconds to play. Hastings trailing by 11 points here, 56-45. Megan Salcedo will inbound the ball here for the Chargers as she gets it in to Kylie Dillard. She'll walk the ball across the midcourt stripe here. Hastings staying with the man-to-man defense. Dillard trying to penetrate, gives it up now to move it down to Murren down there in the corner. Marty Murren drilling with the ball back to the free throw line, and now we got a whistle, and another foul is going to be called. This one will go in McDermott. That's going to be her first. Team foul number three on the Broncos. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Mount Marty playing it in baseline right side underneath their own basket. Kelsey Evans comes out here to Megan Salcedo, picked up there by Zwiener. Moves it down in the corner to Evans. Behind a screen from Salcedo, her three-pointers put up there and in. Kelsey Evans, it's another three-pointer. She's got 10 points in the ball game, 59-45. So Hastings, after we got down to 3 points, it's been all Briar Cliff. Now 59-45. Here's a McDermott. Bounce pass again is going to be knocked away from Zwiener, and a foul is going to be called. Briarcliff on a 13-2 run after Hastings cut that lead down to 46-43. Now 59-45. Personal foul went on Grant. That's going to be her second. Hastings will play things in from underneath their own basket. They lob it into Zwiener. Shots up there, no good, but she's hacked on the arm. Well, we have seen a ton of fouls here in this one today. Megan Salcedo picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. Now going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Laurel Zwiener. She's got 6 points in the ball game today. A couple of field goals, and she's 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. She was hacked in the act here, so she'll have 2 more shots here. First one is up there. It's good. 59-46 is the score. Here comes Statler down to the scorer's table. She will check in. Next opportunity. Also checking in for Hastings will be Taz Yorick. Taz comes in for Sophia McDermott. 59-46. Hastings down by 13 points here. 11-16 remaining in the ballgame. Laurel Zwiener will have one more. Shot is up there, and the shot is off of the mark. It is going to be no good. The ball tapped to the far sideline. Hastings trying to save it. They can't get there. Goes out of bounds. Melissa Thompson tried to save it there for the Broncos. So Briarcliff will come back the other way. This is going to be Summer Gordon checking back into the ballgame. She will check in there now. Going to the bench will be Salcedo. 11 minutes and 15 seconds to play. You're listening to Bronco basketball this afternoon on 1230 KHIS. Hastings trailing 59-46 after trailing 42-33 at halftime. Kelsey Evans, right side of the lane, takes it all the way down to the baseline. Now a pass to Gordon. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Statler of Hastings. Outlet pass goes to Peterson. Peterson down the far sideline, dribbling to the ball. Peterson stops. Out here in three-point territory, has to get rid of it, does so. Now the pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Dilla. She comes back the other way. 19 turnovers now in Hastings. That's a Kelsey Evans with the ball over on the wing on the right side to Murren. Maddie Murren now drives it against Taz Yorick, takes it to the free throw line, jumps back outside the ring, hands it away to Kelsey Evans. Evans driving it down the right side of the lane. Bounce pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Thompson of Hastings. That's the 15th turnover on Briarcliff in the ballgame. Here's Brittany Wong coming back the other way. One hands it to the free throw line to Thompson. Now to Yorick for three. Shot rims off. No good. Taz gets her own rebound. Has it knocked loose. It's now picked up by Kelsey Evans coming back the other way for Briarcliff. 2-on-2 all the way to the basket. Jump pass to Murren. Her shot no good. Tap try is up there. Good. Kylie Dilla scoring there for Briarcliff. She's now got 7 points in the ballgame. 61-46 is the score. Hastings College trailing, and now Jeff wants to call a timeout. Broncos call another timeout here. 9 minutes and 58 seconds to play in the ballgame. It's Briarcliff 61, Hastings 46.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
1230 KHAS.
All right, just a shade under 10 minutes to go. 9:58 left in this one. Briarcliff out on top of Hastings College. The score is 61-46. The Chargers on a 15-3 run here in the past couple of minutes after Hastings cut that lead down to 3 points at 46-43. Chargers had a 16-point lead in the first half. So Briarcliff comes back out to the Chargers with only 3 losses this year, 2 in the conference, ranked number 2 in the country, and this is the reason why they are very, very good. Hastings will play things in on the far sideline. Frankie Peterson has got the ball, deep wing. Bounce pass comes out here to Brittany Wong. Wong dribbling with the ball, top of the key, moves it over on the right wing. Taz Yorick, Melissa Thompson inside to Statler, and it shots up and in. Alicia Statler now with 8 points in the ball game. Melissa Thompson gets the assist there. 61-48 is the score now. 9 minutes and 37 seconds to play. There's a Zobel with the ball. Ashley Zobel stops over here on the wing on the right side. Entry pass is going to be deflected, and it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Thompson of Hastings. That's the 16th turnover on Briarcliff. Coming back the other way is going to be Brittany Wong. Wong has got it for the Broncos. Over here to Taz Yorick. Bounce pass down to Thompson in the corner. She's double-teamed. Back out to Taz. Drops it inside to Statler. Back out to Wong. Shot from the elbow. Good. Brittany Wong scores from the left elbow. She's got 10 points, and Hastings back within 11 now at 61-50. 9:05 to play. Zobel down in the corner to get it to Reese, and now a timeout's called here by Briarcliff. Chargers call a timeout. 9:03 to play here in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Briarcliff 61, Hastings 50.
Senior living isn't just about amenities and activities. It's about finding somewhere you can put down roots, where you can feel a sense of belonging and make a lot of friends. Have the comfort of knowing that even if your health changes, it's not somewhere you're ever going to have to leave. For many people, that somewhere is Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village. Apartment rents as low as $485 per month. Utilities, lawn care, snow removal, all included. For more information on our apartments, contact us at 402-463-3181. 1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, 9:03 to play in the ball game. Hastings trailing Briarcliff 61-50. Coming up tonight here on 1230 KHAS, high school basketball. We'll be at the Crusader Gym at Grand Island Central Catholic. It'll be the Crusaders of GICC up against Adams Central tonight. Girls, boys, basketball doubleheader. 6 o'clock will be the pregame show. Actually, 6 o'clock will be game time for the girls' game, 7:45 for the guys. Lane will have a pregame show at about 5:45 tonight here on 1230 KHIS. 61-50 is the score. The Briarcliff Chargers out on top. Hastings has played from behind from the opening tap here this afternoon. This has not been easy against the Chargers. Hastings is still at a ball game, trailing by just 11 points. Plenty of time. We're just at the 9-minute mark right now. Here's Briarcliff with the ball. Nice pass down low. They get it down there. Stepping out of the bounce, though, is going to be Alex Grant. Nice pass down into the lane, and Grant was stepping out of the bounce there, so it's going to be a turnover on Briarcliff coming out of the timeout. So Hastings will have the ball. They'll come back now against this pressure of Briarcliff. They get it to Alicia Stadler, to Brittany Wong. Brittany on a dribble, comes on the near sideline now to Taz York. Taz having a good ball game today. Down in the corner to Melissa Thompson. Dribbles, trying to get away. And now we got a palming violation called on Thompson. Trying to get away from that pressure down there, and a palming violation is called on Thompson. Turnover number 20 now in the Broncos. 8:37 to play in the ball game. It's now 61-50. Briarcliff has got the lead. And coming up now for the Chargers, very slowly, is going to be Kylie Dilla as they work into their half-court offense. This is the type of game that Hastings wanted to play today. Did not want to get into a track meet with Briarcliff. They've been able to maintain control of this ball game, but they can't get a run. There's a ball knocked loose. It's picked up by Stadler, and she loses the ball out of bounds. They knocked the ball loose, and now with 8 seconds to play, Briarcliff will have to play things in off of the far sideline. Kelsey Evans will play things in to Kylie Dilla. Brings it back into the forecourt. 4 seconds, 3 seconds in the shot clock. Dilla steps out, throws up a three-pointer. The shot's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. It goes to the far sideline. It goes out of bounds, and they give the ball to Briarcliff. Last touch there by Hastings College going after that loose ball down there. Let's see, they're going to give the ball to Briarcliff. So the Chargers will play things in. And they will get it into the corner there. There's a shot taken right in front of the hole by Summer Gordon. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Carly Meyer, who's into the ballgame now, a freshman for Hastings out of Adrian, Minnesota. This is their first significant playing time for the Broncos as Carly Meyer sees the floor from Adrian, Minnesota. There's a shot up there by Meyer. It's up and in. Meyer gets her first field goal as a Bronco as she gets into the ballgame here in this contest against the second-ranked team in the nation. That cuts the lead to 9 points at 61-52. So Carly Meyer is into the ballgame now for Hastings College. There's a Gordon. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Stadler. Out of the pass comes to the near sideline to Brittany Wong. Wong runs her back the other way. Wanted to take it to the hole and couldn't do it. Now dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Briarcliff chases around like a little mouse. Now over on the left side, Taz York driving for the hole. Shot is up there. It's no good. She's fouling the play. The foul is going to be called in Summer Gordon and Briarcliff. That's going to be your third. 7 minutes and 12 seconds to play. Hastings not rolling over here. It's 61-52. Broncos trailing by nine as York will go to the free throw line again. 4 out of 5 so far today. And this one's going to be short. She'll have one more shot here. Megan Salcido comes back in. Also coming in is going to be Keela Shehock. Also coming back in, Kristen Twait. Twait will play with four personal fouls. 61-52, the Broncos only down by 9 points here with 7:12 remaining. Here comes the next shot by Taz. It's up there and in. But Taz Joyd gets one out of two from the free throw line. Hastings had the lead down at 1 point to 3 points at 46-43. That was at the 14-minute mark or about 7 minutes ago. Now Hastings back within striking distance again, 61-53. Lob pass goes inside Salcedo. Salcedo top of the key to a Kelsey Evans. Evans moves to her left. Bounce pass comes to the near side to Shehock. Takes the ball in the hole against the Taz York. Dumps away in the lane. We got a 3 second violation called. 3 second violation called in Kristen Twait of Briar Cliff. That's a turnover on the Chargers. That's going to be their 18th turnover. And now Carly Meyer will inbound the ball here for Hastings. Gets it to Brittany Wong, to Alicia Stadler, now to Meyer again. Carly Meyer down the left sideline. There's a pass deflected away, picked up by Thompson. Thompson comes to Taz York. Her passing will be tipped away. Trying to get it inside to Alicia Stadler. The ball tipped away there by Twait of Briar Cliff. So Hastings will play things in underneath their own basket to the left side. Melissa Thompson will key things in this time. 6:37 to play. Hastings still down by 8 points, 61-53. Thompson looking. Two-handed pass comes way out on top. Taz has got it. Taz drives the ball down the lane, scoops it off. Nice pass to Melissa Thompson, and she lays it in. Melissa Thompson scores 61-55. Hastings back within 6 points with 6:25 to play here in the ballgame. There's Megan Salcedo over to the wing on the right side. We got a personal foul called underneath the hole here. An offensive foul is going to be called here. That's going to go on Twait. She's out of the ballgame. Kristen Twait picks up her fifth personal foul away from all the action there. She leaves at the 6:19 mark of this second half, and she leaves with only 4 points. She had 13 the last time these two teams played up in Sioux City. So now Twait is fouled out of the ballgame. And with 6 minutes and 19 seconds to play, Hastings is down by 6 points, and they've got the basketball. Here's Statler, goes to Carly Meyer here in backcourt. Now to Brittany Wong, to Meyer. Again, to Alicia Statler inside the free throw circle, to Taz Jorg. Down in the corner, Frankie Peterson fakes the three, and she is blasted on the play. Krista Stewart comes in here and runs right over Peterson down there in the corner. Stewart picks up the foul. That's going to be your first. Team foul number 10 on the Chargers. So all the fouls now, Hastings will go to the free throw line for two shots. The Broncos have just three team fouls here in the second half. So Hastings will be shooting a ton of free throws down the stretch here with 10 fouls plus now on Briar Cliff. Frankie Peterson to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's good. Frankie's now 8 out of 8 on free throws today. A 63% foul shooter in the season. Hastings is within 5 points at 61-56. Next shot is up there. That one is good. Here comes Thompson into the ball game. Thompson comes in. Peterson comes out. 61-57. Hastings is trailing by four now with 6 minutes to play here in this one. There's a Dilla with the ball. Hastings in a man-to-man defense. Dilla behind the screen. Moves it to the right side of the floor. Gets it out here to Evans. Evans out to Krista Stewart. Brings it back to Evans on the wing. Her three-pointer is put up there. It's good. Boy, a killer there. Kelsey Evans hits her fourth three-pointer of the ball game. She's got 12 points. And now we got a timeout from the Chargers. 5 minutes and 46 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with a score. Briar Cliff 64, Hastings 57.
It's the most unique high school basketball event in the state. The Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 11th. Showcasing different schools and different classes in a free district neutral court setting. The beautiful and comfortable Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Spend the day. The 8-game event begins at 9 in the morning and goes deep into the night. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students, and a limited number of $25 courtside seats are available at the Heartland Event Center ticket office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
1230 KHAS.
Kelsey Evans now with 4 3-pointers in the ballgame. She is 4 out of 4 from 3 point territory. And boy, they all occur in big, big points in the basketball game. Evans has also got a free throw. So she's got 13 points in the ballgame for Briar Cliff. 4 3-pointers, and they have been monster threes here for Briar Cliff. 64-57. Hastings had it down to 4 points again at the 6 minute mark. Hastings had it within three at 14 and a half to play. In fact, Hastings has never had the lead in the ball game today. Briar Cliff got out to a 5-2 advantage early. And now it's 64-57. Hastings did score the first bucket of the ball game, so they had one lead at 2-0. Other than that, it's been all Briar Cliff today. 64-57 is the score right now. Hastings trailing in the ball game. Carly Meyer has got the ball, the freshman out of Minnesota. Her pass is going to be deflected. It goes out of bounds from the far side. They'll give it to Hastings. Getting her hands on it over there was Kylie Dilla for Briar Cliff. So Meyer will play things in. From Adrian, Minnesota. Meyer looking, flips it in here to Brittany Wong. Hastings down by 7 points. Brittany Wong with the ball, 14 seconds left in the shot clock. Taz York on the wing, down in the corner to Peterson. Two-handed pass back out on top to Wong. Fakes the three, trying to drive it inside, can't do it. Brittany having trouble with the dribble. Gets it to Carly Meyer. Gets it down low now to Frankie Peterson. Tries to shovel the ball away. There's the shot clock violation, but there's no violation. Hastings back here on defense, back the other way. A shot is up and in. Kelsey Evans scores again. Another big field goal for Evans. He's now got 15 in the ball game. Hastings has fallen behind now by 9 points, 66-57. Here's Taz York. Her short jumper from 12 is going to be no good. And a rebound comes down to Briar Cliff. That's a Krista Stewart long pass down to four. It's going to be too far. Evans tries to catch up with it and can't do it. It goes out of bounds. A turnover there on the Chargers. That's going to be, 19 in the ball game now for BC. 4:49 to play here in the ball game. It's 66-57. Briar Cliff is out on top. Hastings coming back with the ball. That's going to be Brittany Wong. Wong dribbling with it to the near side. Gets it to Taz York, to Frankie down in the corner. Entry pass to Meyer. Shot is up there around the rim. Falls off, no good. A short 5-foot jumper would go from Conley Meyer. The rebound comes out of Salcido. Back the other way comes Kelsey Evans. Evans on the wing, penetrating inside. Kicks it out here, top of the key to Megan Salcido. Dribbles it to the elbow, right side. Comes out to a She-Hawk. Now outside to Salcido. Shot is up and in. Megan Salcido scoring there from just inside the ring. She's got 18 points in the ball game. It's now a 68-57 advantage here for Briar Cliff with 4:08 to play. Deep in the corner as Frankie Peterson fakes the three and a traveling violation. Briar Cliff has exploded with, seven straight points here down the stretch. After Hastings to cut that gap down to 61-57, it's been the story today here in the second half. The Broncos just make a push and then give up a couple of big field goals. Kelsey Evans has knocked down some big three-pointers here for Briar Cliff in the last couple of minutes. 68-57. Hastings down by 11 points here. There's a She-Hawk with the ball. It's tipped away by Meyer, but it's picked up on the far sideline. Now they lose the ball out of bounds, but it was tipped out there by Hastings. So Kelsey Evans will play things in now by the far sideline. Evans gets it in here to Dilla. Dilla hands it away. That's going to be Grant driving down the lane. Goes for the basket. Now we're going to have a personal foul call. That's going to go on Meyer. Probably Meyer is going to be hit with a personal foul. She was driving toward the goal. Carly Meyer reaches out there and evidently got a piece of her, and a foul is going to be called here. So it's going to be a free throw coming up here by Grant. And Jeff Dittman has just been hit with a technical foul as the free throw goes up there. So a technical foul has just been called here on Jeff Dittman. The score is now 69-57. You knew it was coming. Only a matter of time here. A technical foul has been hit. 69-57. That free throw went down through the hole. So now they're going to shoot the technical foul here as Dilla will go to the free throw line. They shoot a technical foul. Dilla puts up the shot. It's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Dilla will have another one here. 69-57 is the score with 3:45 to play. As Kylie Dilla will toe the mark for her second one. It's up there. And the shot is going to be good. So she hits one out of two from the free throw line. It makes it 70-57. And now going to the free throw line is going to be Grant. So Grant goes back to the free throw line here. 70-57. Hastings is down by 13 here in the ball game. Alex Grant will have another free throw. 3:45 to go here in the second half. And Alex Grant will have a free throw. His shot is up there. It's good. 71-57. Now a 14-point lead by the Chargers. So Brittany Wong goes to Taz Yorick. Her pass in the lanes through the fingertips of Alicia Statler, picked up by Carly Meyer. Gets it down underneath the basket there. There's a shot taken by Statler. No good. Rebounded Statler. Follow shot good. Alicia Statler scores there. She's now got 10 points in the ball game for Hastings. Long pass down the floor. They get it to Grant. Drives for the hole. Her shot no good. Swatted around. Is picked up here in the lane. Now got another whistle. A foul is going to be called here. An offensive type foul. And Sarah Rees. It's going to go on Taz Yorick. Taz Yorick is going to hit with a personal foul here for Hastings. That's going to be her third personal foul. Team foul number six on the Broncos. And playing things in down there. Briar Cliff underneath their own basket. Leading by a score of 71-59. As Adilla comes out here. The ball tapped into the backcourt by Frankie Peterson. Retrieved back there by Alex Grant of Briar Cliff. Hands it away here now to Kylie Dilla. Picked up there by Brittany Wong of Hastings. 71-59 is the score. The Broncos down by 12 points as we're approaching the three-minute mark. Here's Alex Grant back out on top here. That's going to be Sheehock with the ball. Sheehock over to Dilla on the wing on the right side. Dribbling with the ball. 7 seconds on the shot clock. They lob it inside. Alex Grant, her shot's up there, blocked down, and a foul is called. It's going to go on Frankie Peterson. That's going to be the second personal foul on Peterson. Going to the free throw line again is going to be Alex Grant. Here's a shot from the free throw line. It's going to be no good this time by Alex Grant. Jeff Dittman again continues to ride the officiating crew here on the near sideline. And here comes the next shot by Alex Grant. It's going to be up there. It's going to be good. So she hits one out of two from the line. It's now 72-59. You don't want to check the blood pressure of Jeff Dittman right now. It's skyrocketing off of the meter. 72-59. Josie Schaap pass underneath the bucket to Frankie Peterson, and she lays it in. Nice pass by Schaap. Frankie lays her in there. And now we got to what do we have back here as they were playing it in. We've got a Charger down underneath the basket here. And she's going to have to be tended to underneath the basket there at the 2:36 mark. Evidently somebody got hit down there as they were inbounding the ball. And we've got the girl down underneath the basket here. So we got an injury timeout. We'll take a break with 2 minutes and 36 seconds to play in the ball game. It's now Briar Cliff 72, Hastings 61.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46FLOOR, 463-5667.
1230 KHAS.
The anchor player was Kylie Dilla. She'll come out now. Coming in will be Maddie Murren or Brian Cliff. The Chargers will inbound the ball back here. 72-61 is the score. They'll inbound the ball here in backcourt. Hastings pressuring all over the place now. They need the basketball. They're down by 11. And back down to the scorers table is Dilla. She wants to come in, but she can't do it. She was the injured player, so she'll have to sit out until the next dead ball here. Salcedo will play it in here for Briar Cliff. Gets it into the hands of a Sheehock. She'll bring things up against Josie Schaap. Sheehock races the ball into the offensive zone. Sheehock loses control of the dribble, gets it under control, dumps it down low now. There's a nice pass to Salcedo. It's up there and in, and she found it to play. Megan Salcedo scoring there for Briar Cliff. Now she'll go to the free throw line, and she was fouled into play. Frankie Peterson picks up her third foul. So Statler comes back in there for Hastings. Here comes Carly Meyer back in. Thompson comes to the bench. So does Kaylee Raggeth. To the free throw line will be Megan Salcedo. She's got 20 in the ball game here this afternoon for Briarcliff. This will be her first free throw of the afternoon. Her shot is up there. It's good. Salcedo leading the way with 21 now for the Chargers, and it's 75-61. Here's Frankie Peterson coming back the other way. Dumps it off left side of the lane to Meyer. Lost out of her fingertips, out of bounds. And again, the officials being roused here by the hometown folks. Jeff Dippman is about ready to be teed up one more time here. Here's the inbounds pass again as they get it to Sheehawk. Sheehawk will get it away to Adillo, who's back into the ball game now. As he brings it across the 10-second line in the midcourt stripe here. Dilla working with the ball out here against Frankie Peterson. Dilla working it to the right side of the floor, drives it down the right side of the lane, all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Statler. Long pass down the floor. Brittany Wong heading for the basket. Way up good. Brittany Wong scoring there in the timeout, Hastings. Brittany Wong now with 12 points in the ball game here for Hastings. And we've got a timeout, Broncos. A minute and 47 seconds to play in the contest. The score, Briarcliff 75, Hastings 63.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Bronco basketball for you this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Hastings College men losing the first game today. They played the early contest this afternoon, lost to Briarcliff by a score of 74-58. Brady Lohman scored 16 points for the Broncos. Hastings is now 11-12 in the season. They're 5-8 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Briarcliff getting 19 points today from Taylor Murren. And they're now 15-6, 9-3 in the conference. They remain just a half a game out of first place in the GPAC. 75-63 is the score here. The Briarcliff women out on top of Hastings this afternoon. Briarcliff working with the ball here in backcourt. Kylie Dilla has got it. Dilla picked up there by Josie Schaap. Dribbles behind her back. Gets it into the offensive zone with 90 seconds to play. The second-ranked team in the country going to survive, I think, here this afternoon, unless the Broncos can pull a rabbit out of the hat here in the final 90 seconds of this one. Dilla's got it on the far side. The ball swatted away, picked up there by Josie Schaap, and a jump ball is called. Arrow pointing in favor of the Broncos, so a turnover there on the Chargers. That's going to be 20 turnovers for Briarcliff. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Carly Myers. She's going to check back in there. Alicia Statler comes back in for some offensive punch here. A minute and 21 seconds to play. As Hastings will play things in, Schaap is going to check out. Hastings had six players out there. And Josie Schaap will come to the bench now for the Broncos. Here's Brittany Wong with the ball. Brittany into the forecourt, goes over to Meyer. Her shot for three is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Grant. Her outlet pass is going to be deflected back out of bounds. And into about the seventh row of the bleachers up here behind the basket. Raggett comes back in. Thompson comes back in. Schaap comes back in. 1:12 to play. You're in the second half at 75-63. Hastings down by 12 points still. They trail at halftime 42-33. Got the lead to 3 points earlier in the half, but have not been able to take advantage of some mistakes down the stretch here to pull out on top. That's a Sheehawk with the ball now for Briarcliff. Comes back out into 3 point territory to Dilla. We're down to 60 seconds to play. Kylie Dilla dribbling with the ball, and now we got a foul called on Schaap. Josie Schaap picks up her second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 9 in the Broncos here in this second half of play. So we're going to have a 1-1 situation here for Briarcliff. Next Saturday on the road with the Broncos, we'll head to Orange City, Iowa against the Northwestern Red Raiders. And on the women's side, it's the 5th-ranked Northwestern Red Raiders. It's another tough task for Hastings next week. No midweek game this week for Hastings. Shot from the free throw line by Dilla is up there, and it's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Frankie Peterson with the ball. Gets it away to Wong. Brittany Wong comes into the forecourt, drives it to the goal. Her shot is up there. A scoop shot is going to be blocked out of her hands, and it's picked up here by Grant. Alex Grant has got it to the far sideline out of Kelsey Evans. Double team there. Gets it to Kylie Dilla. Dilla with 40 seconds to play. Briarcliff with a 12-point lead, 75-63. There's Dilla dribbling the ball to the near sideline. Comes back out into three-point territory. Dilla coming to the near side again on the dribble. Loses control of the ball. Goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. So Kylie Dilla just dribbling around here. Wasted a few seconds off of the clock, and then loses the ball into the Charger bench. Hastings will come back the other way. Taz Jorg has got it deep in the corner of the right side. Goes down in the left corner. There's a shot by Carly Meyer that's going to be no good off of the iron. Rebound comes down to Briarcliff. That's Dilla with the ball to the near sideline to Sheehawk. Sheehawk into the forecourt now to Evans with 10 seconds to play. And Briarcliff will win this basketball game as Hastings watch the time tick off of the clock here. Sheehawk dribbling with the ball down to 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. This one is over. Briarcliff beats the Hastings College women's basketball team today. Final score, it was Briarcliff 75, Hastings 63. So a season sweep for the Briarcliff Chargers over Hastings College here in this 2011-2012 basketball season as they beat Hastings for the second straight time, the first time up in Sioux City, 93-74, and the second time here in Hastings today by a score of 75-63. We'll be back with more after this.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Briarcliff beats Hastings today in women's college basketball, 75-63. Scoring in the ball game today for Briarcliff, they got 21 points from Megan Salcido, 12 of those in the first half of play. Kelsey Evans has 15 points today. She had 14 in the second half. She had some big, big buckets there for Briarcliff down the stretch. So 15 points for Kelsey Evans, 21 for Megan Salcido. The other scores, you had Keela Sheehawk scoring 9 points today. Kylie Dilla had 8. Summer Gordon had 8 points. 3 points for Krista Stewart, 4 for Kristen Twait. Twait fouled out of the ball game with a 6-19 mark, and then Sarah Evans had 2 points. Briarcliff, 7 out of 10 from the free throw line here this afternoon. Hastings College was 18 out of 23 from the line today. They were led by Frankie Peterson, who has 15 points in the ball game today. Brittany Wong had 12. Alicia Stadler held to just 10 points. 9 today for Taz Jorig. Then we had 7 points from Laurel Zwiener. 5 points for Sophia McDermott. And 2 points for Melissa Thompson. 1 point for Courtney Spahn. Hastings beaten today by Briarcliff by the score of 75-63. Shooting numbers enter the ball game here today. Hastings ended up shooting 45% from the field. They were 22 out of 48. Briarcliff was 28 out of 52 for 53%. The Broncos hit only 1 out of 6 three-pointers for 16%. And Briarcliff was 7 out of 12 today for 58%. The Broncos 18 out of 24 from the free throw line for 75%. And Briarcliff was 12 out of 18 from the free throw line for 66%. The Broncos out rebounding Briarcliff 27 to 25, including 10 to 7 on the offensive end. Hastings had 22 turnovers in the ball game today, 1 block shot and 10 steals. Briarcliff had 22 turnovers, 1 block shot, and 9 steals. Hastings College losing to Briarcliff today by a score of 75-63. Stick around. We've got the player of the game coming up next on the coach's postgame show. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports. 1230 a.m. KHAS Radio.
Rogers Incorporated. Better service than this business.
Save on the Whirlpool family of appliances during the January clearance sale at Rogers Incorporated. Save on the Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and KitchenAid refrigerators, ranges, dishwashers, washers and dryers, microwaves, and more. Plus, no interest if paid in full within 12 months on a qualifying appliance purchase $499 or more. Ask Rogers for details. 1035 South Burlington, Hastings. Open every day, Sundays noon to 4.
This is the Hastings College Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Subscribe today by calling 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Come back at the Osborne Sports Complex. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. Hastings College men losing in the first ball game 74-58. Hastings College women losing in the second ball game 75-63. Hastings had one guy in double figures today. That was Brady Lohman, as he scores 16 points in the ball game today. Five of those in the first half, 11 more in the second half. Jake Marvin had 9 points for the Broncos today. Tobin Reinwald had 8, all candidates for the player of the game. We looked at the Hastings College women's basketball team getting a good performance today from Frankie Peterson, as he comes up with 15 points in the ball game today for Hastings College. And you had Brittany Wong with 12 points. Alicia Stadler with 10 points, all in double figures today for Hastings. We'll come back and name our players of the game right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HD Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Hastings College men today, Brady Lohman, who leads the way, 16 points in the ball game today, a solid contest for Lance Creech and the Broncos. He was 5 out of 9 from the field today, 2 out of 2 on three-pointers, 4 out of 4 from the free-throw line, pulls down a couple of rebounds and scores the 16 points, had 4 assists, and also a steal in 32 minutes of work today. Brady Lohman, our player of the game for the Hastings College men's basketball team. For the Hastings College women, Frankie Peterson, good performance today off of the bench, as she scores 15 points in the ball game, 3 out of 4 on field goals, and she was 9 out of 9 from the free throw line today. Comes up with 3 rebounds, 15 points. Also had an assist in there and a steal as she played 20 minutes out of the 40 for head coach Jeff Dittman. So Frankie Peterson and also Brady Lohman are players of the game today for Hastings College. Stick around. The coach is up next here on 1230 KHIS.
The Hastings College Player of the Game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos all season long with a subscription to the Tribune. Get more details at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned for more of our Hastings College basketball coverage with the Coach's Postgame Show. Coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
John Deere is known for some of the most reliable and fuel-efficient irrigation engines around. But the true strength lies in John Deere's extensive dealer network, including industrial irrigation in Hastings. The John Deere team keeps your irrigation schedule running like clockwork, offering energy-saving diesel engines backed by some of the best warranties in the business. Parts and service, too. Incredible dealer strength. Count on John Deere and industrial irrigation. Reliable horsepower since 1955. East J Street in Hastings. 463-1377. And industrialirrigation.com.
Our Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show, brought to you by Borer's Floors, your Mohawk dealer, 827 First Street in Hastings. Now, let's go back to the court.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. This went into books as Briarcliff knocks off Hastings in the women's ball game, 75-63, as Jeff Dittman has a crack at our postgame show here today with the women playing second. And Coach, obviously not a good result here today. A tough basketball game for you.
Well, it was. I thought we really battled in the second half. Did a good job with some execution. We missed some shots that we needed to hit, but I was really pleased with our defense in the second half in the half court. I think we did a tremendous job Melissa Thompson was just phenomenal with her second rotation. She probably ended up with 5, 6, 7 steals, and just, you know, had some things go against us after we'd gotten it to 3 points and couldn't close out the game.
Yeah, you guys have fell behind by 16 points in the first half of play, but you didn't roll over. You had a chance there to maybe roll over and get blown out of here, but that was not the case. You battled back at it down to 9 points at halftime. Cut the lead to 3 a couple of times in the second half of play, and boy, Kelsey Evans hit some monster three-pointers for Briarcliff.
You know, that's it was 43-40, I think, and then she hit 3 threes. I thought we had good position on her, but, again, we knew that she was a very good shooter. We needed to get a little better hand up and really force her to put it on the ground and not let her have that rhythm. And, you know, for about 30 minutes, we did a pretty good job, and then she just hit some huge shots against us.
Briarcliff was able to get the ball inside of that. Surprised you at all?
Well, they ran so much screen and roll, and they ran it with Alicia's man up at the top all the time. And it wouldn't have mattered if we'd have switched. They'd have just switched the post that was running the screen and roll. So we constantly had Alicia 25 feet away from the basket. And so that's not a great situation for us. Now, that being said, her and Brittany did a tremendous job on the screen and roll all day long. But then they got to isolate one of their 6-1 posts against one of our 5-10 posts. And there was an advantage for them there.
I'll tell you what, they just it's like a cannon with so many shots. You try to shut down one aspect of the game, and they come with 2 or 3 other ways. It's just a tough team to shut down.
Well, I thought we did a great job on Kylie Dilla at, you know, 3 for 12 shooting for the night and 1 for 5. But like you said, Salcedo went off 10 for 11 against us and you know, some really big offensive rebounds as well. But most of her shots were in transition, and we tried to go with a double post a little bit, and they just outran us with that. We couldn't keep Laurel and Alicia on the floor at the same time. And then we had to play Alicia so many minutes, and then on top of it, she had to handle that screen and roll. And so that's to be expected.
We talked so much about the pressure of Briarcliff before this ball game and throughout the pregame and everything like that. For the most part, we handled that pretty well, didn't we?
You know, we got them out of their man press pretty quickly. Even their 2-2-1 wasn't very aggressive. They just kind of slow played us a little bit. What we had moments of doing well was attacking the zone, and then sometimes we would just dribble around out top 30 feet away from the basket. So I thought Frankie Peterson really did a nice job for us tonight of attacking it, got some great penetration and so forth. So, like I said, there's some positives we can take out of tonight's ball game. A couple of negatives that we've got to fix for the future, but I think we'd be I think we'd feel comfortable if we ran into them another time.
And hopefully we get a chance here, maybe in the GPAC tournament or further on down the stretch. Hastings, now we'll have a no midweek game. You've got some time now to maybe work on some things that you haven't been able to get into your practice sessions. Is that going to be a positive for us?
Yeah, I think it is, because, number one, we've had 2 Sundays in a row, so we went 14 straight days of basketball. And this time of the year, that's draining mentally and physically on your team. So it's going to be nice. We'll take tomorrow off, come back and have a couple of practices, probably have a real light one, and maybe even skip Wednesday again, and then come back Thursday, Friday, and head up to Northwestern. So I like the fact that we get a chance to recover, but also we get some good practice time in to get back to some fundamentals again.
Tell you what, it doesn't get any easier. Got to number 2 in here this afternoon. Now we hit the road and play at number 5 ranked Northwestern. That's going to be a battle again up there.
Well, it is. But yeah, if you look at our schedule, there's not a spot. We go to Dakota Wesleyan a couple days ago, and theoretically that should have been an opportunity for us. But they turn around and hit a shot with 3 seconds to go and get the win. So there's not going to be any games you can catch your breath on. There's not going to be anything like that. This is tournament time for us.
Life in the GPAC, isn't it?
It is.
All right, Coach, we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
That's
a
Jeff Dittman, the head man for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos losing this one by the score of 75-63. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46FLOOR, 463-5667.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, again, Hastings losing both ends of our doubleheader here this afternoon to Briarcliff. We've got 2 more games coming your way today here on 1230 KHAS. We'll head for Grand Island It'll be Grand Island Central Catholic and Adams Central coming up tonight. Girls game will start at 6 o'clock with the boys game to follow at 7:45, and we'll have all the coverage here on 1230 KHIS. Again, the next Bronco broadcast, not until next Saturday on the road as we play in Orange City, Iowa against Northwestern. Back to our usual times next week at 2 and 4 o'clock with the women going at 2 o'clock next Saturday, and the men will follow at 4. We'll have the coverage from Orange City, Iowa coming up next Saturday. That will do it again in the men's ball game. It was Hastings losing to Briarcliff 74-58. And the Hastings College women dropping a decision here to Briarcliff by the score of 75-63. For my producer and engineer, back to the radio station, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, brought to you by Borer's Floors, your Mohawk dealer at 827 First Street in Hastings. Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpeting for more than 125 years. Join us next time for Bronco Basketball on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College Basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.